minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
25, the 20, the 10, touchdown, Yeoman!
Fumble on the play, the Yeoman has it.
Takes it, keeps it,
right side, touchdown, Yeoman!
Now, KMIL 105.1 The Ranch presents coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman.
Live play-by-play action is brought to you by
Melanie Sheffield, your Edwards Jones representative. Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home. By Ebco Development. Standards of Care Home Health Care. Stanley Lind Autoplex. By Dawn's Paint and Body. Anderley Lumber Company. Cox's Heating and Air. Citizens National Bank. By C&W Auto Repair. Subway and Texas Burger. Capolino, Dodd, and Krebs LLP. CMMC Full Service Home Repair. Sunny Food Mart. Budget Host Inn and Suites. Milam Auto, your CarQuest store. By Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Smile at the World Orthodox. Donix, Little River Materials, by the Yo Shop, Cameron Nursing Center, and by Sefco Convenience Stores.
Now, live, this is Cameron Yeoman Football.
All right, welcome into Mac Peoples Stadium in Waco. Rob Reed along with Joe Smitherman, Coach Ed Colley, Bill Whitmire, as we are finally here, the season opener for 2010, and looking forward to an exciting season of Cameron Yeoman football once again as we get ready for the coin toss and the national anthem before we get things going. And, guys, we've combined our crew. We got a full house up here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We, you know, we've been doing the game of the week for, what, 3 years now?
Three seasons,
yeah,
right.
This would have been our fourth, but this is going to be an exciting season for the Cameron Yeoman. The move down, of course, and the rankings are already creating some excitement among the fans. The coaches try to downplay that, you know. But
sure.
But I haven't seen Cameron this excited about a football season in several years.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while as the color guard here from Conley High School making their way out onto the field for the playing of our national anthem. And, of course, we'll have our coin toss coming up in just a few minutes here as well. The 2010 season opener here in Conley for the Conley Cadets and the Cameron Yeoman. For football tonight after the national anthem there from the Conley Cadet Marching Band as we get set for the coin toss here at midfield. And the captains for the home team, the Conley Cadets, Ricky Gates along with Joseph Godshall, Jordan Pruitt, and also Stanley Barnes. And for the Cameron Yeoman, team captains Ty Morgan, along with Trey Anderson, Jake Young, and also Jarrett Beckhuizen are the team captains for the Yeoman, as those two, those four from each side will get set to go out and take care of our coin toss. And we've got Buffalo Bill set to go out and capture that audio live for us. They're leaving without you. You better pay
attention. I'm on it.
Pay attention down there. All right, our coin toss tonight brought to you by Sunny Food Mart at 90. That's not right. Coin flip, I'm on the wrong list there. Marek Burns, Label Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
There'll be a lot of that tonight.
Yes, there will.
First game.
That's just like illegal procedures.
Two distant teams will be your call on the toss. Here's heads, here's tails. Which one would you like?
Tails.
He's called tails. I'm going to throw it in there and catch it. If I drop it, we'll do it again. The call was tails. It is tails. You've won the toss.
We elect to kick off.
We're deferring.
You defer. And I'm going to take that. We're going to defer to the second.
Glad he retracted that, huh?
Yeah. All right. So the Yeomen have won the toss and deferred.
Yeah, you never want to elect to kick.
Well, now,
well, be careful.
Well, yeah, it depends on the wind, the elements, I guess.
That's right. If it's wet, the wind's blowing out of it. Yeah, you might.
All right, so the Yeomen, again, have won the coin toss and have elected to defer. Our coin toss brought to you this season by Marek Burns Global Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
So Connelly will get the opening kickoff, Rob. There was a little confusion on what was deferred and what was not.
All right, we've got all of that ironed out, so we'll get to see that Yeoman defense on the first series of the season.
Well, tonight the Connelly Cadets, to visualize their uniforms, they're in the Detroit Tiger uniforms with, I guess, a New York Jets helmet.
That's correct.
In blue.
Right.
That's right.
That's about how Buffalo Bill put it, I think.
Well, the Cadets have gone with those silver or gray numbers. We actually had a conversation about that before the ball game. When you're a working member of the media, it's a darker number or a white number is a whole lot easier to see. But that's not too bad on that color
and
blue.
And, Rob, the older you get, the darker those numbers need to be.
Yes, they do.
The Yeomen are decked out in silver gray pants, kind of a white jersey with maroon trim, white hats with maroon lettering. And the kickoff team is on the field, back to receive for the Connelly Cadets. Is Leandre Wilson. And flanked to his left is Mike Powell. Now, I think that's Terrell to his right.
Terrell, yes, correct.
Kicking off.
Left-footed.
Yeah, that is Martin Rodriguez. He is a southpaw. We call him a southpaw. And he's also the field goal kicker for the Yeomen in the moderate to short zone. Very accurate. If the Yeoman should need a lengthy field goal, probably see Jack Rhodes out there. Our opening kickoff tonight's brought to you by Sunny Food Mart, 902 North Travis in Cameron, open 6 a.m. till midnight, 7 days a week. And the 2010 season just seconds away from getting underway. Good to have you aboard. We're in Waco, Texas. Connelly Cadet. And awaiting the officials' green light. And Martin's kick is underway. This is a deep kick, angled to the far side. It's fielded at the 11-yard line. That up to about the 25. And then hammered is Mike Powell by a host of white jerseys.
All right, again, it's a kind of a wishbone look offensively that we'll see out of the Cadets on the offensive side of the ball. Only throw it about 33% of the time.
Gates is one of the backs. Under center goes Jordan Pruitt. And he's got that bone look in the backfield with one man wide to each side, and the toss left side. Cutting upfield across the 25 to the 30 goes Terrell. A gain of about 5.5 yards. It'll be second down and a short five for the Cadets. just underway here in Waco, Texas. Cameron Yeoman and the Connolly Cadets. Second down and a short five now for Jordan Pruitt and company. And he will roll to his right, looking downfield for the tall, lanky receiver, and it's overthrown. Intended down about the 30-yard line for Leandre Wilson. And great coverage out there by Trevion Sims for the Yeoman.
Now, Coach, that's one of the things you were talking about is being able to keep up with those guys when they run deep. And the old defensive back's looking pretty quick out there. There was a flag down, though, as they're going to talk this over at about the 30-yard line.
Looks like this may go against the Yeoman, and it will be enough for a first down. Going to the far side, it's going to be a 10-yard penalty. Up to the 40-yard line. Move the chains.
Defensive holding.
You don't see that much.
I think it was this halfback was trying to get out into the flat, and the outside linebacker grabbed hold of him.
Pruitt going under center. Pruitt, a junior on this cadet team. Bone behind him with wide receivers to both sides, and the handoff left side is to Gates. And he will pick up good yardage up to about the 48-yard line, a gain of 8. Opening drive of this game and this season. Good crowd on hand for both teams here this evening.
We've got a cadet coming off the field limping, number 4.
Jeremiah Payne.
Yeah.
Favoring his right leg or ankle. He is subbed in or subbed out, and wide receivers to both sides. Bone backfield again for Pruitt. On a second down and 2 from the 48-yard line, the handoff to big fullback. He is hit and driven back as the middle of that defensive line just clogged it up. Terrence, was that Ratliff?
32,
Terrell.
Gyro Campa jumping in there and getting in the middle of that guy. He's looking pretty good off the line.
Well, they gave him a generous spot back to almost back to the line of scrimmage, and it's third down and 2 now. I don't think that was Ratliff who carried that ball.
22.
Yeah.
Terrence Ratliff.
And now they're going to the I formation, twin receivers to the near side, needing a couple of yards. And Pruitt will option, and he is smothered by Deontay Holt.
Oh, we've been waiting to watch Deontay's first big hit of the season, and
there it was. A loss of 3, and the Cadets will send their punting unit on. Now, that's one of many that we will see from the big 278-pounder.
He had three offensive linemen trying to take a swat at him when he came through there.
Back to receive the punt for the Yeoman is Trey Anderson along with Dedrick Westbrook. And they'll stand back at about their 20-yard line. And now Anderson is the lone back, possibly anticipating a fake punt here. And now a flag from way back. On a delay of game, was it?
They used a lot of time there.
Delay of game is the call. Back them up 5. It'll be 4th down and 10 yards for the Cadets from their own 40-yard line. So good opening defensive stand for the Cameron Yeoman, giving up a couple of first downs, but then holding tight at around midfield. Trey Anderson back to receive the punt. End over end. He'll field it at the 25-yard line. Coming to the near side and tries to turn the corner and does. He's across the 40. Midfield. He's to the 40. One man to beat. Can't beat him. He's drugged down at the 23-yard line. Well, there's some fireworks to start it off, and that'll show you the speed of this Cameron Yeoman team as Trey Anderson did a little juke and then turned the corner on the near sideline and raced to the 22-yard line.
Well, the neat thing about that was there were two Yeoman over here, but had they thrown a block, it would have been brought by, it would have been brought back because it hit him in the back and they held up.
53 yards on the return. Rhodes now will go from the shotgun as Damian Kelly stands to his left. Twin receivers go to both sides, and Rhodes, quick throw, pumps, now rolls right and lobs one down to the corner of the end zone, just out of the reach of the intended receiver, about 8 yards deep.
He had a stop and go out there. He went down about 10 yards and stopped and then took off, and he just barely missed him.
I couldn't tell who the intended receiver. I think that was Justin Sapp.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Twins line up to both sides again as Rhodes works from the near hash mark at the 22-yard line. He'll take the snap, hand off to Kelly up the middle. Kelly trying to break free, can't do it, and is drugged down at the line of scrimmage.
That right defensive end was pinching in, and there was nobody there to pick him up.
Estefan Hickey, I think, on the tackle. And it's third and 10 for the Yeoman after a 53-yard punt return down to the 22-yard line.
And Joe, both teams are suffering right at the moment. The play clocks are out down here on the field. So,
Twin receivers again. Both sides. Rhodes takes the snap. Quick lob pass right side, and he led his receiver, Justin Sapp, too much down around the 5-yard line. And it is fourth down.
Well, unless the Cadets do something different than what they've done the last couple of times, our slot receiver, when we have two receivers to the right, they have a cornerback up on the outside receiver, but the next guy nearest our second receiver is a safety that's 10 yards back. And you send that wide guy deep and him quick to the flat, and he's going to be wide open.
Well, we're going to see that long-range field goal game that we talked about, Martin Rodriguez being the short to medium guy. Jack Rhodes going to look at a 39-yarder here from the near hash mark.
Jack, of course, a right footer, and his big weapon is his punting in the special teams. Here's the snap. The kick is up. Plenty of distance, and it is no good.
Just wide to the left.
Wow. So after a 53-yard punt return, the Yeoman come up empty on a 39-yard field goal attempt from Jack Rhodes, and the Cadets will take over.
On both of those passes to Justin Sapp, the first one he did a stutter step, and the second one he did a move to the outside, and both times his feet slipped. This turf is really giving on these players. They're not able to get a whole lot of grip right now.
By the way, our sideline reports from Buffalo Bill, brought to you by Subway, Texas Burger in Cameron. Eat fresh, Subway. The Cadets take over at their own 22-yard line. Now as Pruitt goes under center with an eye formation behind him, he sends twin receivers to the far side, one to the near side, and he'll hand off to the tailback who is tripped up after about a yard gain. That is Terrell on the carry. Not a lot of daylight so far for the Cadets between those tackles. Not a lot of daylight, period, between those tackles. Twins come to the near side. Pruitt checking his wristband now. He's got Ratliff and Terrell behind him, and he'll toss left to Terrell. Terrell turns the corner across the 30, 35, drug down from behind at the 39-yard line. 15 yards on the carry by Terrell. And that moves the chains once again. The Yeoman could not muster up a first down in their opening possession. Second possession of the evening for the Cadets. Ratliff and Terrell stacked behind Pruitt. Ball on the far hash mark. This field lies almost north and south. And the handoff is to Terrell again. He bounces and is hit as he tries to bounce outside, and it's a loss of 2 yards.
That's O'Neill Spells, Joe, coming in from that linebacker spot on that right side and knifing right through. He's all over that play, blowing it up for a 2-yard loss.
A generous spot, a yard after the forward progress, and it's second down and 11 now for the Cadets. Coming wide to the right side is Leandre Wilson. One man wide left, I formation. Wing right. Pruitt under center. And movement in the interior of the line. Big number 77 there. He probably goes 350.
Yeah, he's...
And he tried to get a jump start.
He's hard to hide.
He's scary.
Yeah.
Joseph Godsell.
Saw that pull play come out of the huddle, and he got him a little head start by about 2 seconds.
Yeah. They're going to back him up five, and it's second down and 16 now for the Cadets. Again, Leandre Wilson to the near side. I believe that's Sean Singleton to the far side. And a stacked eye behind Pruitt. He'll hand off to the tailback, Terrell, who's hit at the line of scrimmage by
Ty Morgan.
Plugging up that hole for no gain. And it is third down and 16.
Now, one of the things we talked about in the pregame show was how the defense for the Yeoman would stop that play between the tackles. And so far, I mean, Conley's had a little bit of success running outside the tackle box, but Yeoman have stuffed that up pretty good so far here in the early going.
Twins come to the near side as the Cadets, you would think, are in a definite passing situation here on third down and 16. Quick pump left side by Pruitt. Now sets, now flushed, fumbles the ball. It's going to be picked up and
Luna.
Fallen on by Edgar Luna, who wanted to scoop that up for a touchdown, missed his opportunity and had to fall on it at the 17-yard line.
Joe Campo grabbed the quarterback, dripped the ball out, and then Edgar Luna fell on top of it. Tried to pick it up and go with it, but he couldn't quite get it, so he did a smart thing and just fell on top of it.
That's a Stanley Lind Autoplex Yo turnover. When it comes to sales and service, turn your worries over to Stanley Autoplex, Stanley Lind Autoplex, 4th and Fannin in Cameron.
And just like that, we're in the EBCO red zone at the 17-yard line. Edgar Luna will have nightmares, believe you me, as a defensive lineman. You don't get an opportunity to score a touchdown very often. He had one there. Rhodes from the gun. He will hand off to Kelly, who is... No, Rhodes will keep it around the right side. He's inside the 10-yard line and down to the 9-yard line. Nifty footwork by Jack Rhodes as Kelly made that fake, and it paid off.
Well, that's a play where he sticks it in there and then he reads the defensive end to see where that defensive end is going. And if he closes down, he pulls the ball.
Well, he read that one perfect. Second down and 2 now for the Yeoman. Twin receivers, trip receivers near side, spreading it from sideline to sideline are the Yeoman as Rhodes stands alone in the backfield. He'll take the snap. Quick pass right side. It's caught up the sideline down to the 5.
Westbrook.
Touchdown, Dedrick Westbrook. The Yeoman draw first blood on the turnover. And they go up 6-0.
A wide receiver screen there really, really broke loose by a good block by Justin Sapp.
Milam Auto Carquest extra point coming up by Martin Rodriguez. And holding for the Yeoman is Zach Brashear. Here's the snap, the hold, and the kick, and it's all good. And the Milam Auto Carquest extra point puts the Cameron Yeoman up 7-0, 4:38 left in the first. We're back to Waco in just a moment.
No one plans on getting into an accident. That's why they're called accidents. They just happen. Now that it happened, what do you do? Go see Don at Don's Paint and Body in Cameron. Don has more than 20 years of experience, so he'll get you back on the road fast. Don's Paint and Body also specializes in windshield repair and replacement. See Don. He takes the dents out of accidents. Right across from Brookshire Brothers, Highway 36 in Cameron. Call 697-2011.
The name says it all. CMMC, Full Service Home Repair in Cameron. Home repairs, painting, siding, deck work, and even flooring. From new installations to repair, refinishing and tile work. Clay and Maureen at CMMC Full Service Home Repair covers you. Call 832-647-7207. Full Service Home Repair at fair, affordable prices. And there's no job that's too big or too small. CMMC Full Service Home Repair. 832-647-7207. 402-647-7207.
Welcome back to Waco, Texas, as the Cameron Yeoman draw first blood here tonight following a turnover and a recovery of a fumble by sophomore Edgar Luna at the 17. The Yeoman take it in.
That Dodge Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeoman go 18 yards on two plays, a 10-yard TD pass from Rhodes to Westbrook. And they lead it 7-0 after the extra point. Brought to you by Don's Paint and Body, where they take the dents out of accidents. Call 697-2011.
And Martin will tee it up. This is a high, deep kick. It's going to be fielded at the 12-yard line by Wilson. He is going to be hit and fumbles the ball down at around the 23-yard line. I think Waco Connolly may have recovered it, although the Yeomans say they've recovered it. Still no indication.
They're going to say Connolly ball on that recovery just up across the 23-yard line.
Yeah, Leandre Wilson showing a little bit of speed, but the Yeoman really showing off their speed as he did not even turn the corner. And not a vicious hit, but just mishandled the ball. Fell on it at the 23-yard line, and that's where the Cadets will put it into play first and 10. Pruitt will go under center. It is Ratliff and Terrell behind him. Terrell gets the call left side. He is hit and buckled over at the line of scrimmage.
Ty Morgan in there. Also looked like Jared Beckhus and the other linebacker on the outside there to make that stop. Nothing on that play.
Absolutely nothing. Second down and 10. Might have lost a few inches. Wilson comes to the near side. Singleton goes to the far side. Stacked eye formation behind Pruitt. That's Matt Skopik. And then Ratliff and then Terrell. All stacked behind Pruitt. Terrell will know it's a pass and no room to throw and no time to throw. As Edgar Luna was back there along
Gyro Campa,
with
I
Gyro
think.
Campa, yeah, who actually made the sack back at the 14-yard line.
Yeah, Campa finished him off, but Luna made him go the other way and run right into Gyro Campa for the sack.
8-yard loss. Third down and 8. I guess that's more like a 9-yard loss. Third down and 19 for the Cadets. Again, that eye formation behind Pruitt, and the handoff is a toss left side to Terrell, and he hurdles over the 20 up to about the original line of scrimmage. Might have got a couple of more.
Hey, you know, Coach Rick Rhodes talked to us this morning, and he talked about Gyro Campa making that move from linebacker up to that five technique, and boy, him and Edgar Luna, Coach, are wreaking havoc on that offensive line.
They're having a great game right so far.
Well, that was a 13-yard run by Wilson, or rather Terrell, but it sets up a fourth down and 8 now, and the Cadets will have to punt it away. Trey Anderson back standing at his 44-yard line to receive this punt. And Wilson punts it away, a low line drive. It's going to be fielded at the 48-yard line. Anderson jukes one guy. A flag on the play at midfield as Anderson is run out of bounds in front of the Yo bench at about the 44-yard line. 12-yard return by Anderson, or I guess an 8-yard return. We'll wait and see what the flag is.
Looks like holding against the Yeoman. I think the first receiver down was about to get to our ball carrier, and one of our guys put a block on him, evidently held him because that was the signal.
It's going to be marked off from, looks like, the 49-yard line.
Now, this is going to make the Yeoman start this drive on their own end of the field, which is the first time here in the ball game they have played. Almost everything has been on the Connolly end of the field.
It sets the ball up at Cameron's 40-yard line, first and 10. Wide receivers to both sides. That is Brashear and Wren to the near side. Rhodes will hand off to Kelly. Right up the gut, and Kelly darts his way up across the 45-yard line to about the 46. A gain of give him 5.5. Is there a 5.5 stat?
Yes, we got that.
You got that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Buffalo Bill's keeping track of the halves.
Oh, okay.
Keeping track of what?
The halves.
Half yards.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got it, guys.
Yeah. Second down and a long four now for the Yeoman from just outside their own 45-yard line. Kelly in the backfield with Jack Rhodes, who will backpedal two steps, looking deep downfield across the middle. And some bump and go, but incidental, and it falls incomplete. Pruitt almost had a pick down at the 30-yard line.
Trying to go for, I guess, Quinn Haynes right there, but there was another receiver out to this side. I'm not sure.
Zach Brashear was wide open.
Yeah. Running wide open.
I'm not sure if that pass was going over the middle or on that post to Brashear there, but Pruitt with a pretty good defensive dive out there to knock that ball away.
That sets up a third down and four for the Yeoman. Kelly flanked to the left of Rhodes in the backfield. And Rhodes will take the snap, looking left across the middle. Got a man. It's caught. And down immediately at the 45-yard line is Thomas Wren on a slant pattern that goes for about 9 yards. Wren getting up slow, favoring his left leg.
That's the first completion for Rhodes here tonight.
And that is a Miller's Discount Center first down. Miller's Discount Center, Industrial Boulevard in Cameron. First Yeoman first down of the night.
And from the 45-yard line now, Rhodes will go to work. Quick pass right side, and that one's caught up the far sideline to the 40, the 35, the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Quinn Hank.
Now this is going to come back, guys. There's going to be a hold out here at about the Conley 44-yard line.
Boy, did Haynes turn the gas on up the sideline, but you're right, Rob, that one's coming back.
Well, yo, offensive lineman up there, not sure who that was. I think it might have been Ray Rangel holding up his arms to say a who me, but I believe that's going to be the call out there at about the 44.
That is it. He's twice he's kind of gotten beat and reached out and grabbed the guy and that's just what it was. It's a shame because these wide receivers are blocking like champs out here when they run this wide receiver screen, and it's good to see.
A 45-yard touchdown pass brought back.
Well, Rhodes.
Rhodes already with one touchdown pass to his credit tonight.
That's the third penalty for the Cameron Yeoman here in the first quarter on third for 30 yards.
Thomas Wren to the near side, trip receivers to the far side. Rhodes on a first down and 20 now. We'll take two steps back, look right, flushed out of the pocket, kind of shuffle passes it to Dedrick Westbrook, who's across midfield, down to the 45, and wrestled down at the 41-yard line.
Can
Westbrook
you say,
is an electrifying player.
Can you say Brett Favre?
Oh, don't say that.
I said it for you.
Okay. It's a good thing. 14 yards on the catch and run by Dedrick Westbrook. They call him D.D. And it sets up a manageable second down and six now for the Yeoman. Wren to the near side. Westbrook, Haynes, and Sapp all wide to the right side. Second and six from the Cadet 41. Quick pass right side, Westbrook. And he's across the 40 and battles his way to about the 43-yard line. A short gain on the reception of about 3 yards. And it's third down and three.
Now that's going to be the last play of the quarter, it looks like, as the Cameron Yeoman and the Conley Cadets will switch ends of the field, and the Yeoman will lead it here 7-0 after one quarter. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
When you've got a job to do, before you start, go see Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. They have the materials, the tools, and the advice to help you get the job done right. paint, lumber, tools, nails, Dickey work clothes, plumbing and electrical supplies, lawn and garden tools and accessories, and so much more. And it's all in one stop. Plus, watch for their monthly specials, too. One friendly, helpful location. Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 in Cameron.
Nothing makes a parent happier than to see their child smile. And at Smile at the World Orthodontics, they want to help make that smile the best it can be. Smile at the World Orthodontics stands behind the youth of today and encourages excellence in academics, athletics, and leadership. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, proud supporters of Central Texas High School football.
Mac People Stadium in Waco, Rob Reed, Joe Smitherman, Ed Colley, Bill Whitmire, as the Cameron Yeoman lead it 7-0. We start the second quarter with the Yeoman with the football, facing a third and about three. As a snap from Rhodes, and he throws this one over to the left side. That ball almost intercepted, looking for Westbrook on a slant play, and that ball tipped away there at the last moment, or actually a dive by Shan Singleton. The senior secondary man for Waco Conley couldn't come up with it, and it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Yeoman.
Well, we had the receiver wide open. He's real excited this early in the game, and he just flat overthrew him. He was wide open.
Yeoman going to go for it on fourth down from the Conley 38-yard line. Rhodes sends three receivers left, one man wide to the right, that's Sapp. Kelly's in the backfield. Here's the snap. Jack drops back, looks to throw. Now he's going to run it up the middle. He's got the first down inside the 30, down to about the 27-yard line. That's another Mullaire's discount Yeoman first down, as the Yeoman will move the sticks on that run by Jack Rhodes on fourth down, and the Yeoman convert it.
Our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery, friendly next-day service and personal embroidering, including T-shirts and hats. Cameron Cleaners on the square, downtown Cameron.
So the Yeoman set it up first and 10 at the Conley 27-yard line. Just underway second quarter, Yeoman up 7-0. Here's a quick pass to the left side. That's Thomas Wren, caught down around the 22 for about a 5-6 yard pickup on that pass play. From Rhodes to Wren. Second time those guys have hooked up tonight here in the first half.
Yeah, you just get a feeling that Rhodes is just now getting warmed up.
He'll send Sapp and Haynes and Westbrook wide right. Again, Wren will go wide to the left side. Ball on the left hash mark as the Yeoman have the ball at the Conley 22-yard line, second and 5. Here's a snap out of the gun. Rhodes going to throw left side. He's got Wren again near a Yeoman first down. See where they spot the football. Looks like they're going to have enough for another first down here as they spot this at about the 16-yard line, and it is another Mullaire's discount center. Cameron Yeoman first down here in the second quarter. Drive started back at the Cameron 40-yard line, their worst field position of the night, but they've converted a fourth down on this trip.
Well, if you look, every time we put three receivers to this side, it's one-on-one coverage to the other side, and that's what we're taking advantage of.
Got it again right here. This time he's going to throw right. Westbrook's got it at the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Yeoman. And made it look pretty easy right there, Coach, setting it up a couple of times before they strike right there for a 16-yard TD pass. Second of the night, Rhodes to Westbrook, and the Yeoman playing a fight song, lead it 13-0.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what, the blocks by those two wide receivers out here are what made that all possible, because no one touched him.
All right.
I really think I could have run that one in.
Yeah.
I might not have caught it, but I think I could have run it in.
I didn't say anything.
Here is Martin Rodriguez for the Milamato CarQuest extra point to try to make it a 14-0 Yeoman lead. Snap is down. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good. And Milamato CarQuest extra point right through the uprights, and the Cameron Yeoman will lead it 14-0 with 10:29 to go, second quarter. We'll take a timeout. We're back to Waco in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call or stop by my office today. 697-6511, 315 South Houston, here in Cameron. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Cameron Nursing Center and Rehabilitation Facility is here for you and your long-term care or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are now available at the Cameron Nursing Center. Whether you need a soothing home environment providing long-term care or an intensive therapy department to provide rehab for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury. Cameron Nursing Center, locally owned and operated in Cameron. They're a Medicaid and Medicare certified facility, currently accepting Medicaid, Medicare, and private insurance patients. Cameron Nursing Center and Rehabilitation Facility, caring for you step by step.
14-0, Cameron Yeoman lead it after the touchdown play. Let's take a look at the scoring drive. Huh?
Don's Paint and Body Shop scoring drive. That was a very nice 10-11 play drive, 60 yards. A fourth down conversion in that, capped by the 16-yard Westbrook touchdown catch from Jack Rhodes.
This kick will be fielded at the 19 by the Cadets up the right side with running room. This is Ricky Gates, who breaks all the way out across the 35, across the 40. And they're going to spot this ball at about the 45-yard line for a first down. And that's where the Conley Cadets will start this possession. And this will probably be about their best starting field position of the night as they spot it. Well, I said the 45. The 43 is where they'll spot this possession for the Conley Cadets. 14-0, Yeoman lead it with 10:20 remaining in the first half. A pair of Jack Rhodes to Didi Westbrook TD passes have the Yeoman with a two-touchdown advantage here. This is Pruitt, the junior quarterback for the Cadets, out of the bone. Sends a man in motion, and it's an option play coming to the near side at the 45, and bang, down hard by the Yeo defense. In on that stop right there, looked like Jake Young leading the charge.
Dekrick Westbrook is the one who laid the shoulder pad to him.
I'm telling you, there was some pop on that. It's still about a six-yard pickup for Pruitt on the run. The junior quarterback, Jordan Pruitt, as they spot this ball out at the Conley 49-yard line, ball on the near hash mark. He'll send receivers to both sides. Three backs are in the backfield behind Dan. Pruitt takes a snap. It's a toss play coming to the near side off tackle. He gets into Yeoman territory. Jake Young and Jarrett Beckhusen teaming up to make the stop as he gets near first down yardage. Looks like he may be a little bit short here.
Well, Beckhusen played that very well. He made sure that the runner was not going to get outside. He actually got cut down, got back up, and blindsided the ball carrier.
Well, they're going to bring the chains across from the far side and measure here to see if he indeed got enough for the Cadet first down on that carry.
Rob, like they started carrying this thing to the outside all night. Cameron's pretty well stunted that defensive line and really kind of befuddled Connolly, and they're taking this ball to the outside to kind of counter that stunt.
Well, they've made all 39 yards that they have rushing have been to the left side. So whatever they found, they're trying to take advantage of it.
And mainly wide because you got Gyro Campa, Deontanae Holt, and
Edgar Luna. Messing it up
to deal with.
By the way, on the measurement, a little bit short, so it's going to be third and short for Conley from the Cameron 47-yard line here. And again, as we mentioned, that Yeo defense has been stingy between the tackles tonight. A 14-0 Yeoman lead here in the second quarter. Third and short here for the Cadets as Pruitt lines it up. And he'll drop back and throw to the right side. That ball's intercepted by Westbrook. The 45, he breaks to the outside, and he is gone. Nobody's going to touch him. And the Cameron Yeoman will take a 20-0 lead on an INT for a TD by DD.
Oh, my goodness.
It just kind of came to me.
Yeah, that was good. 60 yards after the interception by DD Westbrook. And he takes it to the house, and the Yeomen go up by three scores.
An interesting call right there, huh? On third and inches, really, they go to the air, and nobody's out there.
Well, he's trying to throw to the slant out there to number eight, and Westbrook cut underneath and picked it off. It was long. It was all over then.
Here's Martin Rodriguez for the Milam Auto Carquest extra point following the D.D. Westbrook interception return for a score. The snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good. And the Cameron Yeomen have taken a 21-0 lead with 9:21 to play in the first half. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith for my friends at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, your heavy-duty truck headquarters in Central Texas.
Hi, Gary Lind here. Come see us at the all-new heavy-duty Dodge truck headquarters for all of Central Texas at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron. Experience the thrill of a new Dodge truck and Cameron Yeoman football.
Take it from me, you'll get a better deal if you make the short drive to Cameron to Stanley Lind Autoplex.
Building great prices from the ground up. EBCO Development in Cameron has built a solid reputation for quality. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at EBCO Development. EBCO specializes in residential and light commercial construction, as well as remodeling work and new construction. Need siding, roofing? Call EBCO Development in Cameron. Call 697-2186. Call 697-2186.
Nothing. Cameron Yeoman lead the Waco Conley Cadets here from Mack People Stadium in Waco. A defensive touchdown gives the Yeoman a 21-0 lead here. Our Don's painting and body scoring drive, pretty easy to recap there.
Yeah, that was the third play of the Cadet drive when D.D. Westbrook stepped in front of a Pruitt pass at his own 40 and took it down the sideline 60 yards for the score.
Here's Rodriguez's kickoff, and this is going to be fielded. Well, no, it's not. It takes a bounce and rolls near the end zone, and a return man having a hard time picking that one up. He's going to be gang tackled down about the 10-yard line, so big mistake back there in return land for the Waco Conley Cadets, and they're going to have to start 90 yards away this time.
Well, the safety who was back for Conley, instead of catching the football, came running up thinking the halfback was going to get it, and the halfback watched it hit the ground.
So Waco Conley will start at their own 10-yard line on this possession with 9:16 to go in the second quarter. A 21-0 Yeoman lead here in the second, as Pruitt will line up the Cadets in an I formation this time from their own 10-yard line. And here's a little handoff, a little dive play off the right side, and not much there, maybe a couple of yards on that carry.
Offense going to have to stretch.
Trying to see who that was on the carry. I believe that might have been Cameron Terrell.
It was.
Terrell with the carry gets a couple of yards out to about the 12-yard line. Sets up a second and eight for the Cadets at their own 12. Ball just inside the right hash mark, as this time they'll set up with another I formation look in the backfield. Receivers split to each side of the field. Pruitt will drop back and throw to the right side. That ball almost intercepted.
Jake Young just almost had that one, and nothing but green in front of him.
That's just a quick pass out to the right side. You're right. The Yeoman would have had another defensive touchdown had he been able to bring that one down. Sets up a third and eight from the 12-yard line.
Got a new tailback going in, number nine for the Cadets.
And James Griffin.
Yep.
Also does a little double duty up on that defensive line for the Cadets, as he will hit the backfield. Third and eight from the Cadet 12-yard line. Pruitt, the quarterback, quick drop. Looks right. Now he's going to scramble left. And he is going to be dropped short of the first down out to the 15-yard line. That was Cheyenne Black in on the stop for the Yeoman, as he did a good job of staying home on that play. And he's going to force a punting situation here on fourth down. So good job there.
Yeah, Rob, Connolly's pass game really is non-existent. You've got the cornerbacks back there, but then you've got Jake Young and Westbrook just sitting back there playing center field, waiting on them to throw the ball, and they've broken up too now.
The snap is back. Here's the punt away, and it's going to go end over end and hit and be fielded and then knocked out of bounds. Looked like it was a little late, but there's no flag. Trey Anderson on the return there as they'll spot this just inside the 50-yard line at the Conley 49. And once again, the Yeoman will have excellent opening field position here on this drive. It looked like Anderson got smoked pretty good once he stepped out of bounds there after fielding that punt.
Actually got hit once that put him out and then got hit again after he was out.
So the Yeoman start at the Conley 49-yard line with 7:41 to play here in the second quarter. Yeoman on top 21-0. As Rhodes will send twin receivers to both sides of the field. Brashear and Sapp to the right, Westbrook and Wren out to the left side. Here's a give to Kelly off the right tackle. Breaks a couple of tackles and gets down to about the Conley 41-yard line. As Rhodes looked like he put that right on the hip of Damian Kelly, who really it's a wonder he held on to that ball as
he snuck
through the line there.
It looked like a loaf of bread sitting down there.
Yeoman picking up their tempo game as they quickly get back to the line of scrimmage, second and short. And Rhodes will take a low snap, throw out to the left side, and this ball dropped by Quinn Haynes. As the Cadets fall on it, thinking it might be a lateral, but it was indeed a forward pass.
Good idea by the defense to do that. The Yeoman are in what's called the Indy offense right now, and that's just the no huddle.
As they'll send,
hurry up.
Yeah, third and two now from the 41 of the Cadets. Again, twin receivers to both sides. Rhodes is going to keep it this time. He breaks a tackle, stumbles inside the 40 down to near a first down. Looks like he might have picked that up on a second effort down to about the 37, 38-yard line it is. And that is a Malaire's Discount Center, Cameron Yeoman first down, as they will move the chains here on this drive. First and 10. Now whistles will stop this play as, again, the Yeoman, we mentioned putting that up-tempo offense in, and now Conley's going to take a timeout.
They're going to slow that down a little.
They're going to slow it down. Let's take one with them. 7:20 to go in the first half. It's Cameron 21, Waco Conley nothing. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
The air conditioning's broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call David Cox at Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning. 254-697-4252. Your independent American Standard's heating and air conditioning dealer.
Mark Burns Laywell has been around for 101 years this year.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about family.
When you come in, you become a part of our family, and we go through this process with you. You don't ever have to talk to a stranger or a different person every time you need something.
Call anytime, day or night. 254-697-3661. Just like family, there when you need them.
Back to play here in Waco Conley, and we're going to have a flag down coming out of the timeout as Damian Kelly ran down the right side and picked up what would have been enough for a first down. There's a marker down at about the 30-yard line, and then a no-call at the end of that play as Kelly was well out of bounds and was pushed pretty hard from behind out onto the track. There's no flag on that play, and it looks like this may be a hold against the Yeoman at about the 30-yard line, which would bring this play back. As they sort it out amongst the crew here, 7:12 to go in the second quarter, and the Yeoman lead at 21-0. Our second quarter tonight brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to step off a holding penalty here and maybe
come back with a late hit penalty in the other direction, but I guess not, because it looks like they're moving. They're just standing right there where the flag is.
I never saw another flag thrown down here. I just saw Kelly hit pretty late down there.
A block in the back.
All right. So a block in the back is going to bring this back, and the Yeoman will face a first in about 13 from the Connolly 41. As Rhodes works out of the gun, three receivers left, one man wide right. That's Sapp. Jack over the middle. Westbrook in and out of, right off the tips of his fingers at the 20-yard line as Didi had to stretch out and couldn't bring that one in. But that was another touchdown right there.
Absolutely. And Jack Rhodes knows he might have missed that one. But Didi had a shot at it. Anytime Didi puts his hands on the ball, he's got a shot at catching it. He's already got three touchdowns tonight, two offensively, and then, of course, the big INT for a touchdown.
All right, as the Yeoman set up second and 13 from the 41-yard line. Here is Rhodes out of the gun. Looks left, throws. This is Westbrook. Dances inside the 40. Still on his feet and is going to get down to about the 38-yard line. Quick score update. Let's go back to the ranch. What you guys got?
Hey, I got a couple scores for you real quick. A&M Consolidated trailing Klein Oak 24-10. Belton leading Abilene High 13-6.
Actually, that's backwards. My bad. I wrote that upside down. It's Abilene. Number two ranked Abilene leads 13-6 over Belton. I think you said that game was on ESPN.
That's what I heard.
Also of note, fourth ranked Steve Miller of Garland 7-0.
Have taken a 27-0 lead on a touchdown pass, 37-yarder from Rhodes to Wren, and the Yeoman are on for the Minamonto Carquest extra point on the touchdown play down the sideline.
That's Mr. Westbrook's third reception for a touchdown.
That was
Wren.
Thomas
Wren.
Excuse me.
Thomas,
I'm sorry.
Wren on the touchdown. Here's the extra point. And the Minamonto Carquest extra point.
No wonder I missed it.
It's good.
I think we all missed it.
And the Cameron Yeoman lead it 28-0. We stepped away for that score update, and sure as I did, the powerful Yeoman offense lightning strikes as they score for the fourth time here in the first half and lead the Conley Cadets 28-0. All right, let's take a quick 60-second timeout, and we're back to Waco in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Good day, everyone. This is the TFB Radio Network.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. HostCameron.com.
Not all mechanics are alike, especially when it comes to service and price. So the next time your vehicle needs a doctor, take it to C&W Auto in Cameron. You'll be back on the road in no time. Good, honest, dependable work at reasonable rates. That's C&W Auto, 1506 North Travis in Cameron. For pickup service, call 697-4293.
All right, back to Waco, where the Yeoman lead the Conley Cadets 28-0 after a touchdown pass from Rhodes to Wren, and then a bobbled return again by the Cadets as they start at their own 15-yard line, first and 10 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter.
And we'll recap that scoring drive for you after this play.
All right, Jordan Pruitt, the junior quarterback for the Cadets, comes to the line with a three-back set here from the Conley 15-yard line. Here's a toss coming to the near side. Good pursuit by the O defense. A couple of broken tackles. Now the ball is loose, but they're going to say the runner, James Griffin, they're going to call him down, which was an interesting spot there. It looked like that ball popped out before that knee went down.
The only thing I can think of, Rob, is that they were blowing the whistle because forward progress had stopped, but sure looked like a fumble from here.
It did.
That Don's Paint and Body Shop scoring drive, it took the Yeoman seven plays to go 49 yards. The big play there, a 37-yard TD catch from Rhodes to Wren.
All right, so second and eight for the Cadets from their own 17-yard line.
Yeah, Rob, and that last play, you know, the ball came out, then they blew the whistle, and nobody had possession of the ball. So
here is a option play around the right side. It's going to be a keeper by Pruitt, and he is buried by the Yeoman defense. Forward progress, he'll lose about three on that play, as he'll spot it back at about the 14-yard line.
Well, if Pruitt didn't know who Deontay Holt was, but he does now.
He does now, absolutely. Holt just swallowing up as this one marks it back to the 14-yard line. It's going to be third and 10 from that spot as Pruitt. And the Cadets look like they may take a timeout right here. They will, and we'll take one with them. 4:48 to play in the second quarter. It's all Cameron Yeoman. Yeoman lead it 28-0. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Sunny Food Mart is your money-saving, time-saving, one-stop and headquarters for convenience. You can pay your utility bills, fill up your ride, get your money orders, and even get fish and bait for your next trip to the lake. Sunny Food Mart on North Travis and Cameron is all about saving. More than just gas, groceries, and cold drinks, Sunny Food Mart in Cameron. Save time and money so you have it for more important stuff. Sunny Food Mart, 902 North Travis, Highway 77 in Cameron.
Choices, choices, and more choices. That's what you get at Texas Burger and Subway in Cameron and Rockdale. Choose from a famous Texas burger and fries, a Subway footlong sandwich and chips, a fresh garden salad, chicken strips, even nachos. The choices are endless. Refreshing fresh brewed iced tea and fountain drinks, too. And for dessert, a Subway fresh baked cookie or Bluebell ice cream. Treat your family to Texas Burger and Subway, Cameron and Rockdale, for a meal the whole family will love.
Welcome back to Mac People's Stadium here in Waco. Rob Reed, Joe Smitherman, Ed Colley, Bill Whitmire. 4:48 to go in the second. Yeoman leading Conley 28-0. Conley facing a third and 10 from their own 14-yard line. Pruitt's going to drop back to pass, rolling, looking down the near sideline. He's got a man, and it is thrown out of bounds. Pass intended out there for LaAndre Wilson. And once again, good coverage by the O secondary.
Trey Anderson and D.D. Westbrook were all over that pass.
And the pass falling, of course, out of bounds. That's going to set up a fourth down and a punting situation for the Cadets. And again, LaAndre Wilson, the man who was the intended receiver there, will go back to near his own end zone to punt this one away. The Yeoman will send Kelly and just Kelly, it looks like now. No, Kelly and Anderson will stand it at the Conley 45-yard line to return the punt.
Well, that's pretty shallow standing.
Yes, it is. Wilson boots it away, almost got a piece of that thing, as this one will hit. And well, we said they were in shallow return mode, but that's right about where it went.
They knew where they were doing, didn't they?
At the Conley 40-yard line is where the Yeoman will take over on this possession. First and 10, Yeoman lead it 28-0. Three Jack Rhodes touchdown tosses, two to Westbrook and one to Wren. And D.D. Westbrook also with a big interception return for a touchdown to recap the scoring here tonight from Waco. So the Yeoman will get another shot here with 4:31 to go in the first half. Haynes and Sapp will go wide to the right side. Wren and Westbrook are wide left. Kelly, the running back, in the backfield with Rhodes as Jack takes the snap, and he's going to keep it. Breaks a couple of tackles and gets down to about the 38, 37-yard line on that carry.
Rob, when Jack Rhodes goes back with that ball, he's taking that quarterback keeper like that. The Connelly defensive lineman come running up and stop and wait on him to see who he's going to, if he's going to give the ball away or keep it. But sad thing is, they're so slow they can't catch anybody.
Second and 8 for the Yeoman at the Connelly 37-yard line. Here's a quick pass. Right side, Westbrook. 35-30. Cuts inside. Breaks another tackle. Now scoots away from him. Inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line. And some nifty running after the catch there by Dede Westbrook. Meanwhile, that's a another Mallaire's Discount Center, Cameron Yeoman, first down. Meanwhile, an injured cadet player down at about the 29-yard line as the cadet staff will come out to check on the injured player.
Well, Rob, that was a 16-yard catch and run by Westbrook in the books. But literally, that was about a 20-yard run by Westbrook after the catch.
No, we know anytime Dede gets his hands on the football, he's capable of catching lightning in a bottle, isn't he?
Yeah, he just kind of out here in the flats took that one, and when you think he's caged up and there's nowhere to go, he seems to find a seam.
Yeah, when you think he's caged up, he's not.
Yeah.
Well, on that play, there was 10 cadets that touched him. Number 9 for the cadets was on the other side of the field. Otherwise, he could have probably touched Westbrook also, but 10 of them managed to do it before one of them finally stopped him.
That was Leandre Wilson, the injured cadet player, who appears to be okay as they get him off the field and over to the sideline. So the Yeoman set up a fresh set of downs here as the ball is spotted at the cadet 22-yard line. Again, 3 receivers wide left. 1 man goes wide to the right. That's Sapp. Kelly's in the backfield with Rhodes. And here's a handoff to Kelly around the left side. He's got some running room. Breaks a couple of tackles. Still on his feet down inside the 5. And he's drugged down out of bounds by the back of his shirt after another Mallaire's Discount Center first down. And a big run for Kelly.
About 17 yards on that carry.
As the Yeoman go into the EBCO red zone. Remember, for quality construction, call the pros. EBCO Development of Cameron. Going to be first and goal as they spot this ball down at about the 3-yard line on the Kelly run.
Rob, it gets outside out there, and I commented on it earlier, and I'll tell you again, these wide receivers for the Yeoman are making, you know, they're just blocking way better than I've seen wide receivers do in a long time.
Trip receivers right, 1 man wide to the left. Rhodes drops back, throws to the end zone, caught for a touchdown. That is Wren for his 2nd TD of the night. And the Yeoman are up big here in the first half on the, I guess that's a 4-yard TD pass to Wren.
But that's his 4th touchdown pass of the night.
So nice grab by Thomas Wren to put the Yeoman up 34-0 with 3:21 to go in the first half as Martin Rodriguez is on for another Minamoto Carquest extra point.
4 touchdown passes by Rhodes, a pair to Dede and a pair to Thomas Wren now.
Rodriguez on for the Minamoto Carquest extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is good. And the Cameron Yeoman lead the Connelly Cadets 35-0. 3:21 to go in the first half. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
The most complex and difficult law an attorney can practice involves car wreck injuries, exposure to toxic materials, business litigation, and product liability. But Capolino, Dodd & Krebs LLP does it well and expects to win. If you or a loved one has been injured, call for professional insight. Log on to yourcarwreck.com, asbestoslaw.com, defectivedrugslaw.com, or birthtraumalaw.com. When it's complicated, call Capolino, Dodd & Krebs in Cameron toll-free, 888-637-6347 for a no-obligation consultation.
The name says it all. CMMC Full Service Home Repair in Cameron. Home repairs, painting, siding, deck work, and even flooring. From new installations to repair, refinishing and tile work. Clay and Maureen at CMMC Full Service Home Repair covers you. Call 832-647-7207. Full Service Home Repair at fair, affordable prices. And there's no job that's too big or too small. CMMC Full Service Home Repair. 832-647-7207.
Back and back, People's Stadium in Waco, as the Cameron Yeoman have extended their lead to 35-0 here in the first half. Here is Rodriguez with a kick, and this one is deep into Conley territory. That's picked up at the 10, 15-20. Out across the 25, still on his feet across the 30. And finally going to be banged down at about the 35-yard line on a nice return there. I believe that was
Keaton Denio.
Well, Denio on the tackle, trying to pick up the return man there for the Cadets. At any rate, it's going to be first and 10 as the Cadets will start with 3:13 to go in the first half. Cameron up big over Conley here, 35-0.
Eric Snell was on that return there.
Thank you, sir. Another Subway sideline report from Buffalo Bill Whitmire. Out of the I formation, Pruitt's going to hand off to the I back. Coming to the right side, he's going to be held up and smacked down for no gain on the far sideline over there on the Cameron sideline. And the Yeoman's stringing that out, and it's no gain for the Conley Cadet running game.
That was Cameron Terrell on the carry. He's been their main running threat all night long.
And not much.
Not much there.
No, we got another injured cadet, I believe, over on that play on the Cameron side of the field. That'll give us time to maybe do that Don scoring update. We scored so many times. Did we do that
no,
already?
No, we did not.
Well, let's do it.
That last, the fifth touchdown of the night by the Yeoman. It was a short 40-yard drive. It took the Yeoman a total of five plays to go the distance. A 16-yard run by a run after the catch by Westbrook, and a 17-yard Kelly run sets up a 4-yard Thomas Wren touchdown catch in the corner of the end zone, and the Yeoman are up 35-0. There's your Don's paint and body scoring drive. He takes dents out of accidents.
Yes, he does. Dallas Reed can attest to Don's work. Another happy, satisfied customer.
303.
He said, he did it so easy.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, when that's what you do good work. As he took another dent out of an accident today. 3:03 to play in the first half. It has been all Cameron Yeoman here in this first half, as the Yeo defense has been impressive. The Yeo offense doing exactly what we thought they were capable of, even though they really came out a little sluggish, a little slow out of the gate on that first drive or so.
Yeah, it took them a couple of possessions to pick up their first down, but
after they did, it's been been all Yeoman. As the injured cadet was Cameron Terrell, who ran that ball to the right side.
He's been their biggest threat of the night. I think he's got 44 yards now with that. Well, no, 43. That was a no gainer.
Yep.
So he will make his way off the field, and that sets up a 2nd and 10 for the Cadets from their own 35-yard line. Here's a quick pass. Incomplete out to the near side at the 40-yard line. Ball intended for Shan Singleton, the senior receiver, and it's incomplete.
Ball a little bit underthrown at the 40. Had Singleton been able to hold on to it, I think he would have had a knee down at the 40.
Well, they've tried five passes, had four incomplete, and one picked off for a touchdown. So their passing game is leaving a lot to be desired here this evening.
So that sets up a 3rd and 10 now from the Conley 35-yard line with 3 minutes to go until halftime. And the Yeoman up big, 35-0, as Pruitt goes to his wristband, I formation from the right hash mark, and now they used up maybe too much time as a flag is going to be thrown out in the O secondary here, and that's going to be a delay of game against the Cadets.
Well, we've got the end zone clocks working now. I'm not sure. I mean, there's no excuse for that, right?
Nope. Not that I know of.
Hadn't found one yet, huh?
Haven't found one.
So 3rd down and 15 now, back at the Conley 30-yard line. Here's a handoff to the tailback gets up across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. James Griffin, I think.
That's correct.
The cadet on that carry. Again, we mentioned those gray or silver numbers. They're hard to make out, and we aren't up very high in this press box. That's going to set up a fourth down for the cadets.
Rob, I think that injury just a second ago is cramps. It seems like a lot of the players are over here rubbing them out, rubbing out these cramps in their legs and trying to get high, stay hydrated. It's not real hot out here, but it is pretty muggy and humid.
Leandre Wilson will boot it away again here on fourth down. Yeoman set to return back with return men at about their own 40-yard line. This is a line drive kick that's going to hit at about the midfield mark and then take a Conley cadet roll down to the 37, where it will be down there, and that is where the Yeoman will start this possession with 2:03 to play in the first half, already up big, 35-0.
I was afraid that punt was going to hit one of our defensive guys.
Yeah.
He was running down the field trying to keep one of those wide receivers bottled up, and he almost got hit in the back with the punt.
So from the Cameron 37-yard line, Yeoman will set up shop. Ball spotted just inside the right hash mark. Justin Sapp will come to the near side. Wren goes wide left, along with Zach Brashear and Quinn Haynes. Kelly in the backfield with Jack Rhodes. The quarterback calls for the ball. He'll hand it off. This is Kelly going left side. 40, 45, breaks the tackle. Now he's just going to run past everybody. Cuts to the right at the 30, down to the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Cameron Yeoman.
63 yards on the run by Damian Kelly on the first play from scrimmage of this possession, and the Yeoman are in the 40 mark. We're not
in
even
the first
half.
Yeah, I think some of the Connolly players are going to have to come back out and get their shoes because
he's quick, isn't he?
Oh, he just blew them right out of their cleats.
He's like a jitterbug when he gets in the open field.
Well, he breaks a couple of tackles and then just kind of ran past everybody.
He's carried five times for 93 yards, 60 of it right there.
And the Yeoman are up 41-0 as Martin Rodriguez is on for the Minamoto Carquest extra point. Brashear will hold. The snap is down. The kick is up. And the Minamoto Carquest extra point is good. And the Cameron Yeoman, with 1:50 to play in the first half, lead the Waco Conley Cadets 42-0. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
If you're looking for an effective way to get rid of fire ants, Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron once again comes to the rescue. You'll find a 3.5-pound bag of Spectracide Fire Ant Killer. Deep-reaching formula kills the queen and the colony in 24 hours. Plus, it completely dissolves for even more killing power. And here's the good news. It's just $5.99 now at Anderle Lumber Company while supplies last. Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street in Cameron.
Nothing makes a parent happier than to see their child smile. And at Smile at the World Orthodontics, they want to help make that smile the best it can be. Smile at the World Orthodontics stands behind the youth of today and encourages excellence in academics, athletics, and leadership. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, proud supporters of Central Texas High School football.
The Cameron Yeoman lead the Waco Conley Cadets here as Rodriguez set to kick it away yet again. And this one is a kick that's going to be fielded at the 10-yard line. This is Wilson running right now, coming back to the left. And he is being run down and tackled inside the 20, back at about the 16-yard line.
Boy, there was a block in the back way after the whistle had blown and the officials didn't even see it. Goodness.
The Cameron Yeoman have scored 6 touchdowns in 6 possessions, and they punted once. How, you say? A D.D. Westbrook interception.
Yes.
Otherwise, that first punt, and it's just been flawless for the Yeoman.
1:41 to play in the first half, 42-0. And here come the Cadets from their own 15-yard line. It's a handoff up the middle, and there's absolutely nothing there. Maybe a yard. on that carry before it gets stuffed up in the middle. But again, Campa, Luna, and Holtz up front, they have bottled up just about everything between the tackles tonight. Cadets have had a little bit of success running to the outside of the tackles, but Hillman have bottled things up pretty well inside. Second and nine, as Pruitt's going to toss to Wilson, and down he goes back at the 15-yard line. That's a loss on that play. Well, that's Gates, pardon me, not Wilson. Ricky Gates on that carry for the Cadets, and he's going to lose yardage. That'll set up a third and call it 12 back at about the 15-yard line for the Cadets. As the clock now down inside of a minute to play here in the first half.
They would do well to run the ball.
Good call, Coach. Good call. And they're going to use all of this play clock right here, it looks like, as they come to the line of scrimmage with 3 seconds showing. They have to hurry to get it off. They do. And it's a keeper. They're not going to run it, Coach. Here's a pass down the right side, overthrown. Actually, the receiver out there, that is Shan Singleton, had his man beat by a couple of steps, but Pruitt throws long. That stops the clock and sets up another fourth down, so the Cadets will have to punt it away and give the Yeoman one more chance to score here in the first half. They're already up 42-0.
Rob, that was a perfect example of a defensive back having a man covered all the way, turned around and looked in the backfield, saw that guy scrambling, and stopped. And all of a sudden, his receiver went right by him. He had him covered two-thirds of the way.
Yeah, Singleton had about 5 yards on Westbrook and Sims, but they were closing the gap pretty quick by the time the ball got there.
Anderson Kelly back to return the punt from Wilson, and this one's a pretty good kick. It's going to be taken by Anderson at the Cameron 45, goes to the outside, to the left, and bounces around a couple of men inside the 50, down the sideline to the 30, and he's banged out of bounds down inside the 30 at about the 37-yard line on the final play of the half. So we go to halftime with the Cameron Yeoman up on top big over the Waco Conley Cadets. It's 42 for the Yeoman, nothing for the Cadets. Our timeout, and then we'll roll into the Germania halftime report. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
High school football season is right around the corner, and the Yo Shop in Cameron is now taking orders for cheerleading outfits. They have a big selection of hair bows and bands to make any little girl's outfit. Plus, at the Yo Shop, they can also do custom work, so even if they don't have it, they can make one. At the Yo Shop, they can add bling, too. They'll create designs on anything from T-shirts to purses, and they carry a full line of bling purses, shoes, and shirts. Come see for yourself. The Yo Shop, right across from Harlan Supermarket on North Travis in Cameron.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
All right, welcome back out to Waco. The Cameron Yeoman lead here at halftime by a count of 42-0. And we want to thank you for joining us here on our Germania Halftime Report. From Mack Peoples Stadium in Waco. It's been all Cameron Yeoman here in the first half as the Yeoman struck early and often. Offensively, an interception return for a touchdown by Dede Westbrook added to the scoring here tonight as well. And we'll break down all of the numbers here on our halftime report in just a few minutes. We'll also bring you the sounds of the Cameron Yo-Hi Marching Band as they get set to perform here first at halftime in Waco. Yeoman took a 7-0 lead early in the game in the first quarter. Excellent field position throughout the entire first half. Outstanding defensive play, and of course the offense as touted. Very potent and explosive here tonight in the first half. All right, we're going to see the Yo-Hi Marching Band for the first time this season. And we'll get Buffalo Bill Whitmire to put the, just put it somewhere so you can hear him. and then you can go get us a drink.
Thank you very much.
The Cameron Independent School District is proud to present for your halftime entertainment the CHO High School Marching Yeoman Band. The band is under the direction of drum majors senior Audrey Amesqua and junior Jonathan Deal.
Still waiting for the Yo High School Marching Band to begin their halftime performance. You're listening to the Germania Halftime Report right here on the ranch as the Yeomen lead this one at the half 42-0. After punting their first possession, the Yeomen put together a string of six touchdowns, five offensive and one defensive touchdown, and have simply been dominating here in the first half of this season opener. Go High School Marching Band on the field now. I'm not sure what they're waiting on, but I wasn't in the band. I don't know those things. They're getting ready. Good crowd on hand here from Waco.
Your band is ready for performance.
For the Cameron Yeoman. Okay, here we go with the Yo High School Marching Band halftime performance.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your CHO Marching Yeoman Band. The band is under the direction of Mr. Stephen Moss, Mr. Craig George, and Mrs. Lacey Williams. Our woodwind instructor is Mrs. Danielle Roberts. Our color guard sponsor is Mrs. Laura Leal, and our twirler sponsor is Mrs. Tiffany Miles. The Yeoman Band is grateful for the support from our Cameron ISD School Board, administration, staff, and our incredible Yeoman Band boosters. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
All right, the Yohai Marching Band with their halftime performance here to kick off the 2010 season. We're on the Germania Halftime Report. It's Cameron 42, Waco Conley nothing. We'll take a break here and get this word from Sharon Rubach, our Germania insurance agent. And then we'll come back and take a look at some numbers and halftime talk. This is Cameron Yeoman Football and the Germania Halftime Report on the Ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Rubach, representative of Rubach Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And welcome back to Waco Mac People's Stadium, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Waco Conley Cadets 42-0. And Coach got the numbers ready for our first half of action.
Well, I have, Rob. For the Cameron Yeoman, they had 7 first downs to the Cadets 2. Total offense, Cameron Yeoman 243 yards, the Cadets 49. Rushing the football, Cameron 116 yards, Cadets 49. Passing, Cameron Yeoman 127 yards to 0. Cameron was 10 of 16 with no interceptions, while the Cadets were 0 for 5 and 1 interception. The Cameron Yeoman were penalized 4 times for 40 yards, and the Cadets 3 times for 15 yards. The only fumble loss was by the Cadets in the first half. The leading rusher for the Cameron Yeoman is Damon Kelly, who has rushed 5 times for 93 yards. And receiving, Thomas Wren has caught 2 touchdowns. He's caught 5 passes for 61 yards, while Dedrick Westbrook has caught 7 passes for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns. And that's, other than the interception, that's been the story of the night.
All right, the Yeoman up 42-0 here on the Germania Halftime Report. Dallas and Brett set to get us some updates back at the Ranch Studios. And we'll send it back to Dallas and Brett to get us up to date here tonight.
Yeah, just a few more halftime scores here. Caldwell up 19-0 over in 24-3A. And also in 24-3A at halftime, Navasota up on the Madisonville Mustangs 35-0, outscoring them in yardage 316-48 in
ouch,
just the first half.
That's a big ouch right there. Yeah, let's go to 12-5A. Lots of big games going on over there. Southlake Carroll and Copperas Cove in a huge fight. And drama going on outside of the game.
Drama.
A transfer to Southlake Carroll, the quarterback Garmin. Big questions about whether or not he was going to be eligible for this game. And he's a major player for Southlake Carroll. Not so much, says the UIL. About 3 hours before the game, he was disqualified. So Carroll without its top quarterback. Right now, they are in a dogfight with Compress Cove. It's 14-14. Also, a big matchup in 12-5A is number two ranked Abilene and Belton. 13-13, that game being played in San Antonio. And actually, Abilene is number two in the AP poll, but ESPN ranks them number one in the nation. So huge deal right there between Belton and Abilene. Also have Klein Oak and Anum consolidated 24-17 as they start the third quarter.
And we'll run through 19-3A quickly here. Mahia up on China Spring 27-7. Black Cats over the Cougars. Brownwood, number one ranked Brownwood in 3A, up 21-6 over the Gatesville Hornets. And then last night, Lorena beat West 41-13, and right now Alvarado is up 14-0 over Robinson.
Let's move on to Class 1A, 12-1A, Division 1, number one ranked Goldthwaite taking on Thrall. Thrall coming off a season where they're looking to gain some wins, put up a winning season. That's a tough start taking on number one ranked Goldthwaite. Goldthwaite is up 20-0 at the half. Also looking at 13-1A Division 2. Snook playing football for the first time in 60 years.
Didn't work out too good.
No touchdowns for 60-plus years because they get shut out by Riesel last night, 46-0. So they're still looking for their first score in 60-plus. Yeah.
And, you know, in 12-2A Division 1, the Yeoman up on the Waco Connolly Cadets, 42-0. Quarterback Jack Rhodes, four touchdown passes. Westbrook has two of those. And Kelly had a 60-yard touchdown earlier in the game.
And nearly 100 yards rushing in the first half. First on five carries.
Five
Good
carries.
Lord.
All right. And now we'll send it back over to the whole crew in Waco.
All right, thank you, guys. Here it is, 42-0. Germania halftime report on the air. Talked about those numbers in the first half, and Yeoman, guys, pretty impressive here in the first half.
Very.
That's why you get the big bucks for that in-depth analysis right there.
Well, the Yeoman had the ball early in great field position. Couldn't do anything the first time. The second time they struck from very close in to go up 7-0. And then we've had two or three times when we've had receivers wide open, but Rhodes being just a little bit anxious here the first game of the season overthrew them. But he's made enough connections, 10 of 16 for 123 yards and four touchdown passes. Now, for some people, that's a season. And he's done that in the first half. But the fact that we're able to run the ball and throw the ball both has kept Connolly completely off guard on defense. They don't know exactly what to do.
All right, got our work cut out for us later on tonight. We've got the Bob's Steakhouse post-game report and the Bob's play of the game, which we have to pick out. So far, got lots of multiple choices to work with on our Bob's Steakhouse play of the game. That's coming up on the Bob's post-game show,
Coach,
where the Yeoman lead it 42-0.
I got to ask you, Coach, you're scouting the Cameron Yeoman tonight for maybe a game next week or the week after. What do you go back and tell your team? What do you work on?
Well, you've got to stop their passing game. I definitely would make them have to run the football. Now, 63 of the 93 yards by Kelly was one run. But from what I've seen so far, I'd much rather have Rhodes and Kelly running the football at me then let those guys get open for 123 yards in the first half and score from outside. So you've got to – I would try to stop the passing game. But the thing about it is they haven't been the deep passes where, you know, people can get a pass rush on you. Most of our passes have been a three-step drop, which means you get rid of the ball rather quickly. So putting a pass rush on is not necessarily the answer, but you've got to be able to shut down those receivers and force the Cameron Yeoman to run with the football. But if they can do both of those like they are tonight, they're going to be pretty hard to contain.
All right, and obviously that quick pass game, once, especially with Westbrook, once he gets his hands, and Bill's got an up close look at a couple of those runs on the little swing pass tonight, that's pretty dangerous stuff.
Yeah, I think the first probably 10 plays were pretty scripted because Jack went right back, threw the ball to the primary receiver, and they were scripted for that receiver to be open. But about halfway through that first quarter, he really looked like he started to read that defense. And it's tough in your first game because you don't have any game film. And this team, this Conley team, switched defenses from a 3-4 to a 4-3 this year. And they're running everything a whole lot different than they did last year. But I think Rhodes has settled down quite a bit, and he looks like he's going through his progression and picking that second and third receiver up. So.
All right, 42-0 is our score at halftime. The Yeoman leading the Waco Conley Cadets here at the half. This is the Germania Halftime Report. We'll come back and recap the scoring for the Yeoman in the first half in just a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas. A friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life. Trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And welcome back to Mac People Stadium in Waco. Rob Reed, Joe Smitherman, Ed Colley, Bill Westbrook.
You've said that name enough tonight.
I know. Westbrook here, Westbrook to the right, Westbrook to the left. Bill Whitmire's with us, and he's been down on the field. The Yeoman on their first possession couldn't get it done, but since then they got it done.
Yeah, Rob, they actually forced Connolly to punt on their opening possession, and then the 53-yard punt return by Trey Anderson set up what eventually was the only blemish on the offensive side of the ball for the Yeoman tonight. That was a missed 39-yard field goal. Jack Rhodes has yet to punt the ball tonight, but Connolly took back over, and then the Yeo defense forced a fumble that Edgar Luna recovered at the 18-yard line. He so wanted to scoop that up and take it in.
Yeah.
But he tried one scoop, missed the handle on it, and so he did the smart thing and fell on it. But the Yeoman took it in after that in two plays, a 10-yard TD pass from Rhodes to Westbrook, and the Yeoman were up 7-0. Connolly Cadets would be forced 3-and-out in their next possession, and the Yeoman would go back to work. In fact, every possession after that, the Yeoman cashed in on. This was a 10-play, 60-yard drive, capped by a Westbrook 16-yard TD catch. It's 14-0 with 10:20 left in the second quarter. And then Westbrook stepped in front of that Pruitt pass at his own 40 and raced down the Yeo sidelines 60 yards, and the Yeomen were quickly up 21-0. That has to be a very good candidate for the Bob Steakhouse play of the game.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, you know, you're down two scores. When you get down three scores in the first half, that's a pretty tall task to overcome. And that's what Westbrook did almost single-handedly right there against the Connolly offense. So the Yeoman were up 21-0 with 9:16 left in the first half, and Connolly again would be forced to 3-and-out on a punt. And the Yeoman would put together their fourth scoring of the night, a 7-play, 49-yard drive, capped by a 37-yard TD catch from Rhodes to Wren, his first of the night, and the Yeoman were up 28-0. Another 3-and-out for the Cadets, as the Yeo defense really has put up a wall against those Blue Cadets. And then the Yeoman get the ball back in good field position. It took them five plays to go 40 yards and another score, capped by a four-yard touchdown catch. Wren's second of the night, and it's 35-0. Another three-and-out possession for the Cadets. And the Yeomen, in their sixth offensive possession, would go 63 yards in one play. This was a dazzling run by Damian Kelly to put the Yeomen up 42-0, and that's where we are at half.
Well, it's interesting because in the last break we kind of looked at each other and said, so what do you do in the second half after you've jumped out to this impressive 42-0 lead here in the first half? And Coach, we'll point that question to you. What do you do in the second half when you're up this big in an opening ball game like this?
Well, I think you come out and you still give your first team the first drive we're going to receive. You give them the first opportunity in the third quarter to take the ball and move the ball. And then after that, you let your first defense go in. And now after that, you start substituting people in. You don't want to necessarily do whole gang substitutions, but you want to put them in because in a game like this, this is when those silly injuries show up. If you leave your starters in there and they're already up 42 or 50-something points, they're going to have a tendency to let up. And that's when you get hurt. So you want to let them get out there, get the rhythm going, get them out, and put other people in. So, and those guys are going to play hard, so you're not going to have to worry about injuries so much. And you give them wonderful experience here early. This is a great opportunity in the first part of the season.
Well, Coach, you got your defensive line, which is the second-team offensive line, and vice versa. Basically, do you swap those, or do you just leave them where they are? You give them experience probably in the other positions.
In the other position.
But you still don't have the depth, I don't think, to keep all of your starters off the field.
Oh, no. You put the others in. You got your second bunch on defense, and they're playing hard on defense. Your other group's on offense. They're playing hard on offense. This is a contact game. People are going to get hurt. You just don't want them out there not going all out. You know good and well if a guy who's been on the offensive line suddenly gets a chance to play defense where he really wants to be to start with.
I got to tell you, I saw it. Did you see that? A glimpse of John Madden. Did you see that?
I did. I heard it, too. Not only did I see it,
this
I heard it.
It's a contact sport. Folks are going to get hurt.
Poor John.
All right. Our halftime score here in Waco Conley tonight, it's the Yeomen over the Conley Cadets, 42-0 right now. The Yeomen are going to see, I think, the upside, let's put it this way, the downside of District 19-3A tonight. The Cadets were picked to finish last in this district. And then next week, back at Yeo Field for the home opener, the La Vega Pirates come calling. And that's a team that's picked probably to win that district. So I know they are in action tonight against state-ranked Prosper. So you get both sides of the coin, a tough matchup next week. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. Coming up after the game tonight, our Bob's Steakhouse post-game report, including the Bob Steakhouse play of the game. Be listening and know what that play of the game is tomorrow morning when we ask for it on the scoreboard, and you could win free steak, a $25 gift certificate at Bob's Steakhouse. 42-0, our halftime score. We'll wrap things up here on the Germania Halftime Report. Got the second half on the way.
Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
There's no better way to relax. It's Lazy Boy recliner season at Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces in Cameron. Kick back and enjoy the game with the very best seat in the house. And at Denio's, you'll find something for every room in your home. Denio's also carries all the famous names in tile and flooring, plus a complete line of wood, gas, and electric stoves. Fireplaces and inserts, too. It's Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, just north of Cameron on Highway 77.
These are tough economic times. Wall Street failures and bailouts have created a lot of uncertainty. We're not a Wall Street bank. We're a community bank. We're Main Street people, not Wall Street people. We're rated one of the nation's strongest banks. Rock solid, safe, and conservative. Make the strong move back to Main Street. bank with us. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Paging Dr. Norris. Dr. Norris.
When lives are on the line, you depend on the knowledge of experts, specialists who are trained to find out what's wrong and fix it. Skilled professionals who know that when it comes to your baby.
Paging Dr. Norris. Your car is ready.
Nothing but the best auto parts will do. CarQuest, the professional choice. Try AC Delco Rapid Fire Performance Spark Plugs for quick throttle response and smooth idle. AC Delco Spark Plugs help keep your engine running clean. AC Delco, when the right way is the only way.
Your CarQuest dealer is Milamato, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Standards of Care, your hometown health agency. Have you or a loved one been discharged from a hospital, nursing home, or rehab facility? Do you need special treatment like injections or wound care? Are you recovering from an illness? Do you need therapy to regain your strength or restore your quality of life? Then let Standards of Care confer with your doctor and evaluate your needs. They serve Cameron, Rockdale, and the surrounding areas. Call 254-697-2224 today. Raising the standard in home health care.
Welcome back to Mac People Stadium in Waco. Rob Reed along with Joe Smitherman, Coach Ed Colley, and Buffalo Bill Whitmire on the Subway sideline reports tonight as Cameron Yeoman lead the Waco Conley Cadets 42-0. And, of course, we talked a little bit in our pregame show, guys, about the pre-district schedule and the rest of the matchups for the Yeoman. I think this is it's uphill from here.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, after seeing what Waco Conley's got. And, again, the Cadets, third head coach in as many seasons. And that's tough on a program.
Of course it is.
Mike Robbie, the new head coach here at Waco Conley, as he comes to Conley from Grenada, where he had some successful 1A campaigns. I want to say that the Indians were in the semifinal round a year ago in the postseason.
Right.
But he's got his work cut out for him here at Waco Conley.
Well, this is Coach Rick Rhodes' second season with the Cameron Yeoman, and you can certainly, I know that the personnel is different, but you can see a difference in the gelling of the team as compared to last year, too.
You definitely can, and I could have told you that from just watching the off-season program the four or five times that I was there. They were coming together at the end of last season. Their work ethic, their attitude, the whole thing was changing as the season came to an end. And then in the off-season program, when they had a chance to start and say, all right, fellas, this is what it's about, they've really come about. And it doesn't hurt having 26 seniors on your ball club either.
Yeah, that's a lot of leadership. As the Cameron Yeoman are set to receive here in the second half, and our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Circle S Barbecue of Cameron. Sam Berry, the crew at Circle S Barbecue, cooks up that famous barbecue every Friday and Saturday. And for catering, remember Circle S, 22nd and Travis in Cameron. The Yeoman virtually unblemished on offense tonight. A missed 39-yard field goal that had the distance but sailed wide left by Jack Rhodes in their opening possession, but then they put together a string of five offensive possessions for scores and a defensive score as well.
Hey, you know, something else that we didn't really touch on, Joe, is where the Yeoman started field position on virtually every drive. And, again, a lot of that had to do with the play of the defense.
And back to receive is Damian Kelly. And it looks like Quinn Haynes, who will field it at about the 16-yard line. He'll hand off to Kelly, who kind of tucks it behind his back and racing up the near the far sideline, avoids a man at midfield, down to the 40, the 35, and tripped up at the 34-yard line. A nifty, nifty kickoff play by the
Wow. And after the reverse play back there, did you see him tuck the ball behind his hip and fake another man out?
Yep. Everything went well on that return.
Down to the 35-yard line.
Did we have a number on that yardage? Did we count
49
that up?
Yards.
That
40,
works for me.
49 yards on the return. Sapp, Haynes, and Westbrook come to the near side. Thomas ran to the far side, and coaches
coaching insight theory of starting the first string here in the opening possession of third quarter comes true. As Rhodes set to take the deep snap, and he will hand off to Kelly around the right side. Kelly darts off right tackle across the 35 to about the 32, a gain of three.
I think he almost has to start that first string. Rob and I did a playoff game last year where Carthage came out with their second string after they put up a big lead in front of Caldwell, and the second string didn't play too well right off the bat, didn't get the momentum going again, and Caldwell worked their way right back into that game.
Yeah, it was 42 to nothing, by the way, I think, at halftime.
and it ended up being 48 to 35.
You're right.
Wow. Twins to both sides now. Ball dead between the hash marks for the Yeoman. And Rhodes looking right, lobs one long downfield. Sapp is there, and he makes a diving catch at the 5-yard. No, they're calling it incomplete. I guess it must have bounced.
He did a good job as the official down there that made the call, taps him on the helmet as if to say good try, but made a nice diving effort down there deep in the Conley end of the field.
Well, it must have come up on a bounce because he didn't bobble it.
No.
Popped right up with the ball.
It went right through his hands and bounced right back up into him.
Looked like a perfect pass by Rhodes, and that sets up a third down and eight for the Yeoman from the cadet 34-yard line. Rhodes waiting for the signal from the sidelines. Kelly to his left. He'll take the snap. Quick pass right side to Haynes, who runs into traffic at the 30 and battles his way to the 26-yard line. And that'll set up a fourth down for the Yeoman.
Pretty good job of Quinn Haynes there catching that ball in traffic. I mean, he almost had immediate contact as soon as the ball hit his fingertips.
It is fourth down and two now for the Yeoman from the 27-yard line.
Yeoman 1-for-1 tonight on fourth down conversions, and looks like they're going to try one right here.
Westbrook and Sapp come to the near side. It's Haynes and Wren to the far side. Ball is on the near hash mark. Yeoman moving left to right or from north to south here in the third quarter. Quick handoff to Kelly. He's got the first. Darts upfield inside the 20, the 15, and the 10, and drug down from behind at the 7-yard line.
And there's another Malaire's Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down.
20 yards on the scamper by Kelly, and it's first and goal inside the EBCO red zone.
You know, Kelly runs, stops. I mean, stops on a dime and then accelerates so fast off that stop. You know, it's almost Robert Griffin-esque out there.
Trips to the far side. Sapp alone to the near side. The short side of the field. As Rhodes will take the snap, looking Sapp's way. Quick slant pattern. Caught. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Just like that.
And the Yeoman go up 48 to nothing on Justin Sapp's first touchdown pass of the season.
But Jack Rhodes' fifth touchdown pass of the game.
What's the record for Cameron?
I don't know, Mr. Statman down there. Mr.
That's a season
Buffalo.
High right now.
Mr. Buffalo.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, Mr. Buffalo. Here's the Milam Auto Carquest extra point from Martin Rodriguez. It's up and it's good, and the Yeoman put a 49 spot on the scoreboard with 9:52 remaining in the third quarter. 49 to nothing, Cameron. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith for my friends at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, your heavy-duty truck headquarters in Central Texas.
Hi, Gary Lind here. At Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, we're here to cheer on the mighty Cameron Yeoman. And come see us now for all your transportation needs to follow the Yeoman wherever they're playing. Go, yo.
Take it from me, you'll get a better deal if you make the short drive to Cameron to Stanley Lind Autoplex.
Little River Materials knows there are three ingredients in the good life: learning, earning, and yearning. Winning on the field, learning in the classroom, and yearning to be the best you can be. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind Yohai Athletics, Ag students, and academics. Press on, Yeoman, from Little River Materials, 970 County Road 253, Cameron, Texas. Learning, earning, and yearning. A winning combination, no matter the season.
That
Bad thing about it, what?
You put that second bunch in there, and those guys can still move the football as well.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman continue their flawless ways offensively. They've had six back-to-back touchdown drives, coupled with one interception for a touchdown for the seven scores. And this is a high pooch kick angle to the far side. It's going to be caught. Fair catch called at the 38-yard line by the Cadets. Shan Singleton with the kickoff catch, and that's maybe their best field position starting a drive on the night.
Don Spain body scoring drive. Yeoman go 35 yards on six plays, a 20-yard touchdown or a 20-yard run on fourth down for Damian Kelly. He also had a 49-yard kickoff return and an 8-yard TD pass Rhodes to Justin Sapp to finish it off. That's your Don Spain body scoring drive.
All right. It is Terrell and Gates in the backfield as Pruitt will go under center, and they come out in a passing, well, it's an I formation with twins to the near side, and the handoff is right up the middle to Gates, and he is clogged up after about a 2-yard gain. And the Yo defensive front is intact, the starting lineup. Let's see, the linebackers.
Everybody's there.
Everybody's still there defensively. Second down and seven. After Gates' 3-yard run, I formation. And the handoff this time is to Terrell, and he is hit at the 44 and falls forward to the 45-yard line. Short gain, about 3 yards, maybe four yards. It'll be third down and three now for the Cadets, who haven't seen a first down in a long time, and now Terrell is coming out. The lineup.
And Griffin going in at tailback.
James Griffin.
Now they're both in.
Terrence Ratliff is back in. So it's Ratliff, Gates, and Griffin. And split wide to the near side is Leandre Wilson. And the handoff up the middle. Stuffed for no gain, maybe a loss of a yard on a third down and three at the 45. He'll lose a yard. And I think that was, I can't tell who that was. I think that was Ratliff on the carry.
Well, you're fixing to see the second string offense for the Yeoman come in. They're over here warming up right now, so I think they're going to bring them in here this next series.
Yep. That would be the thing to do.
That was Gates on the carry, and we're getting a lot of new subs in. Eric Snell checks in the backfield for the Cadets on a fourth down and a long three. They need the 48. Ball is just inside their own 45. The toss back to the right side, up the middle, battling for yardage. Think he might have got the first down on a second and third effort. That was Gates on the carry. Gets the ball to midfield, a 5-yard gain. And first down for the Cadets.
That's their third first down of the ball game.
You're almost rooting for them, aren't you? First and 10 from midfield for the Cadets. 7:40 remaining in the third quarter. 49-0 Yeoman. It was 42-0 at the half, and they're 1-for-1 in offensive possessions here in the second half. Toss right side, hit in the backfield, and dropped for a loss is Gates.
Well, Deontay Holt in on that stop once again for the Yeoman, and Jake Young on the Gates carry.
Wilson to the near side. That is Devontae Walker wide to the right side. The Cadets still hapless in the passing department.
They may not get this play off.
Well, they're using all the time early, aren't they? Wishbone in the backfield. One wide receiver both sides as Pruitt wants to throw. Rolls, looks left. First completion of the night for the Cadets. Down to the 40, a 10-yard gain. And it may move the chains. I believe it will. 11-yard gain, actually. They needed 11 for a first. They got 11.
And it's a first and 10 for the Cadets. They're back-to-back first downs. First downs, I believe, since the first quarter.
Correct.
Twins, rather receivers to both sides again. That is Walker and Wilson. And the wishbone of the backfield. As Pruitt is under center, he'll hand off to the tailback right off of left guard. And a good quick burst down to the 32-yard line goes Gates. That is an 8-yard gain.
Well, we may get to see the second string offense for the Yeoman, but the defense might get a little bit more work here.
Checking the sideline, the four backs in the backfield all looking at Coach Robbie over here to get the play. Looking at the wristbands, and now we're set to go on a second down and 2 from the Yo 32-yard line. And the handoff to Gates again, right off a left guard. And he dives across the 30 down to the 26-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain. And another first down for the Cadets.
Well, Pruitt, when he goes back to deliver these handoffs, he's doing something now that he didn't do in the first half. And he's, moving the ball around a little bit more and, giving a distraction by looking like he's going to hand off to that first running back and giving it to the second, which allows the third running back in the backfield to block for the actual ball carrier.
Handoff to Gates, who bounces to the... No, it's a handoff up the middle. And that might have been...
Fullback.
Was that Ratliff?
Mm-hmm.
Forward progress.
Picking up the ball carrier, but the...
No, Edgar... Jira Campa and Big Deontay Holt anchoring that defensive line tonight. Doing a fantastic job. And the second down and 8 rolling left and looking downfield. And this one is caught from Pruitt down at the 10-yard line. Goes Wilson. He'll be wrestled down at the 11-yard line. About a 15-yarder. And first and 10 again for the Cadets. Inside the Yo red zone. Wilson comes to the near side. Walker to the far side. It is Griffin and Gates. The tailbacks. The fullback is Ratliff. And Griffin will get the call around the right side. He is hit and dropped.
That's a nice open field tackle back there by Cheyenne Black coming up and making the stop there against the Cadets runners.
Black's had a very good defensive night for the Yeoman. No gain, second down and 10 now for the Cadets. Clock rolling. Long time-consuming drive, which is, I'm sure, what the Cadets are shooting for here. Griffin and Gates in the backfield along with Ratliff. Wilson and Walker, the wideouts. And this is Gates, left side. Got some room inside the 5. Lowers his head. And D.D. Westbrook rides him into the end zone for a score. So the Cadets show some character coming to life here in the second half. After being down 49-0, they put together their by far best drive of the night. And it goes for 7.
Yeah, it was, Joe. 11 plays on that drive as they go 63 yards, and it's capped on that 13-yard touchdown run by Gates.
And the extra point attempt now will be by Nick Botello. And the boot is up. Plenty of distance and good. And the Cadets are on the board with 3:44 left in the third. Our score, 49-7. The Yeoman in command. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's your home away from home.
The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway, book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. CameronCameron.com.
Not all mechanics are alike, especially when it comes to service and price. So the next time your vehicle needs a doctor, take it to C&W Auto in Cameron. You'll be back on the road in no time. Good, honest, dependable work at reasonable rates. That's C&W Auto, 1506 North Travis in Cameron. For pickup service, call 697-4293.
Welcome back to Mac People Stadium in Waco, Texas. The Yeomen lead this one tonight 49-7. Coach, we're talking in the break there that it's hard to stay focused. You lose a little intensity when you're ahead
42-5 or 6
scores.
Oh, yeah, it is. And coaches can talk all you want to the guys, and you try to prime them, but
your money saving, time saving, one stop in headquarters for convenience. You can pay your utility bills, fill up your ride, get your money orders, and even get fish and bait for your next trip to the lake. Sunny Food Mart on North Travis and Cameron is all about saving. More than just gas, groceries, and cold drinks, Sunny Food Mart in Cameron. Save time and money so you have it for more important stuff. Sunny Food Mart, 902 North Travis, Highway 77 in Cameron.
Subway Sub of the Day is back. Subway has brought back the 6-inch Sub of the Day special. Monday through Friday, choose a different 6-inch sub sandwich of the day for only $2.79. And Saturday and Sunday, you can choose any of the selected 5 6-inch subs. Now that's a great deal on any budget. Top the deal off with a cool drink and a bag of chips for a perfect lunch or dinner. Visit today at either of the Subway Texas Burger locations, Cameron or Rockdale, and pick up your Sub of the Day.
The most complex and difficult law an attorney can practice involves car wreck injuries, exposure to toxic materials, business litigation, and product liability. But Capolino, Dodd & Krebs LLP does it well and expects to win. If you or a loved one has been injured, call for professional insight. Log on to yourcarwreck.com, asbestoslaw.com, defectivedrugslaw.com, or birthtraumalaw.com. When it's complicated, call Capolino, Dodd & Krebs in Cameron toll-free, 888-637-6347 for a no-obligation consultation.
There's no better way to relax. It's Lazy Boy recliner season at Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces in Cameron. Kick back and enjoy the game with the very best seat in the house. And at Denio's, you'll find something for every room in your home. Denio's also carries all the famous names in tile and flooring, plus a complete line of wood, gas, and electric stoves. Fireplaces and inserts, too. It's Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, just north of Cameron on Highway 77.
As a community bank, small business is important business to us. Small businesses create jobs. Our business bankers know their business, and they know the local economy. We have the know-how, resources, and technology to help you achieve your goals. Make the strong move. Do business with us. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
If you're looking for a rotor, a windshield wiper motor, yeah, you'll find it at CarQuest. If you've got the smarts, it's the place for parts, yeah, you'll find it at CarQuest. Why run around town when they got it all down at CarQuest? If it's a really tough part, then don't you lose heart.
Your CarQuest dealer is Milamonto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Standards of Care, your hometown health agency. Have you or a loved one been discharged from a hospital, nursing home, or rehab facility? Do you need special treatment like injections or wound care? Are you recovering from an illness? Do you need therapy to regain your strength or restore your quality of life? Then let Standards of Care confer with your doctor and evaluate your needs. They serve Cameron, Rockdale, and the surrounding areas. Call 254-697-2224 today. Raising the standard in home health care.
I'm just a bougie, red wing kind of guy.
Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith for my friends at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, your heavy-duty truck headquarters in Central Texas.
Hi, Gary Lind here. At Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, we're here to cheer on the mighty Cameron Yeoman. And come see us now for all your transportation needs to follow the Yeoman wherever they're playing. Go, yo.
Take it from me, you'll get a better deal if you make the short drive to Cameron to Stanley Lind Autoplex.
I almost did.
back, and let's kind of recap. Our apologies for the technical difficulties there. We are back as the Cameron Yeoman could not cash in on six, but did cash in on three, a 30-yard field goal by Martin Rodriguez after a 32-yard run by Keaton Denio and a 6-yard run by quarterback Anderson, and that set up a 30-yard field goal by Martin Anderson, and the Yeoman have broken the 50 spot. It's 52-7.
Pretty good opening night worth of work, huh?
Not a bad deal.
Well, here's your Don's paint and body scoring drive as the Yeoman get the 30-yard field goal from Martin Rodriguez. 36-yard kickoff return by Quinn Haynes, and then a 32-yard run by Keaton Denio on a play that he should have been stopped in the backfield for a loss. He kept fighting, got loose on the sideline, and away he went. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch, this kid.
Well, the Yeoman 52-7 over the Cadets with 1:15 remaining here in the third quarter.
Our third quarter, by the way, brought to you by Circle S Barbecue. Sam Barry and the entire crew at Circle S cooking up that famous barbecue every Friday and Saturday. Catering to, remember, Circle S at 22nd and Travis in Cameron.
And the Cameron Yeoman tee it up, and Martin Rodriguez's leg will be tired tonight.
Yeah, he's been a busy guy.
He's done lots of kicking. And this one will be fielded at about the 14-yard line, right up the middle. A seam, and finally brought down at the very last moment by Thomas Wren. The only man awaiting was Quinn Haynes. Had Wren not been able to get him down at almost midfield, he'll take it back out to the 48-yard line.
Well, that's one of the things they've done well this evening. If you'll remember, either the Cameron Yeoman haven't done a good job or Wake O'Connell's done a great job of returning kickoffs. They have brought the ball out close to midfield on two or three different occasions.
So it will be first and 10 for the Cadets at the 48-yard line, 49-yard line, as Pruitt will send a wide receiver to both sides. Wilson near side, Singleton far side. Three backs in the bone behind him. And the toss is right side. And breaking tackles and finally getting down. Looked like there might have been a fumble on the play. The Yeomans say they may have it.
And they do. It's a helmet to the ball on the running back there, and the ball just came right out the backside.
Well, James Griffin, the running back right there. Could you see who laid their helmet on it, Bill?
Travion Sims.
All right, one play, and the Yeoman have it right back. That is a Stanley Lind Autoplex Yo turnover when it comes to sales and service. Turn your worries over to Stanley Lind Autoplex, 4th and Fannin in Cameron.
That's a second fumble tonight for the Connolly Cadets. And they've lost both of them.
And the Yeoman will take it back the other way now, starting at their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like Ty Morgan under the center this time.
Morgan will head the offense. Denio is flanked to his left in the backfield. It is Haynes and Brashear to the near side. Twins to the far side. And the handoff is to Denio, looking for a hole, and he's caged up behind the line for a loss of a yard.
And I see two of those white-clad jerseys clapping their hands like, "Dad, blame it, I missed that guy." So some of those guys who haven't been playing offense are in there, and they just busted an assignment at the expense of Mr. Denio.
Well, some of those new faces on that offensive line. Looks like David McDonald is in at tackle. And we'll try to get some of those other names to you as we get them.
Brashear, Youngblood, and Haynes to the near side. The handoff to Denio. He breaks through the seam, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Does a 360 for another yard. He'll pick up 2 yards on the carry. And it is third down and 9 now for the Yeoman. And that is the end of the third quarter. We'll break here. When we come back, we're headed down the stretch. The Yeoman lead it 52-7. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Materials knows there are three ingredients in the good life: learning, earning, and yearning.
Winning on the field, learning in the classroom, and yearning to be the best you can be. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind Yohai Athletics, Ag students, and academics. Press on, Yeoman, from Little River Materials, 970 County Road 253, Cameron, Texas. Learning, earning, and yearning. A winning combination, no matter the season.
It's your home away from home.
The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD, HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. HostCameron.com.
Back to play. The Yeoman have it third and nine as we go to the fourth quarter here from Waco. Yeoman up 52-7 as Time Morgan is running the offense right now. Two men wide left, two wide to the right. Keaton Denio, the running back in the backfield, on a third and nine from the 47-yard line. Ty back to pass. Now he's going to take off and run. Breaks a tackle at the 50 and fights all the way down inside the 45 to the 43 for a Mallaire's Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down. That's a heady run and a tough run by Ty Morgan. He dropped back and saw he had nothing on that right side and directed himself through traffic and picks up the first down down to the Conley 42-yard line for the first down.
Well, Morgan and Rhodes are two different type of ball carriers when it comes to the run, but both of them have really nice touches throwing the ball.
And they've both been getting it done. First and 10 for the Yeoman. Twin receivers to both sides. Ties back to pass. Looks deep. Down the sideline, he's got a man, but is that pass caught down the sideline? No, they say incomplete. He caught it out of bounds.
Yeah, Brashear he had to do a kind of a turnaround at the goal line, and the ball was just a little too far out of bounds for him to haul it in complete.
Some of those other names into that offensive line now, guys, Bonda Bonifacio, Sebastian Garcia in there, Basilio Montez the third, David McDonald all getting some time up on that offensive line.
You can tell which ones. Look at it, the real bright white ones are the new guys.
Jacob Costern still in at center and into the ball game. Quintel Westbrook is split out wide to the left along with Justin Youngblood. Denio in the backfield with Morgan, the quarterback. Second and 10 from the Conley 42-yard line. Snap, and here is a keeper by Morgan around the left side, and Ty runs over a man and bangs his way down to the 35-yard line on the left side.
That was Wilson, who does some wide receiver on offense and defensive back defensively. And, you know, unlike, again, Jack Rhodes, who has the quick, you know, the quick, fast feet that will get him away from those defenders, Ty, he just lowers his shoulder and runs over you.
Fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. They meet Mondays at 7 in the Yo-High Fieldhouse. Third and short. Yeoman need the 33-yard line. Here's a give to Denio, and he's banged down at the 34. So the Yeoman are going to be about a yard short and staring at a fourth down here against the Cadet defense. Yeoman leading it 52-7. And the opener for the 2010 campaign, the Yeoman led 42-0 at halftime.
Well, here's a good opportunity to practice your pooch kick punt out of bounds at the goal line. But it looks like they're going to try to maintain
possession. I was going to say, do you really think that's what they're going to do?
Yeoman need a long yard here. It's fourth and one.
They hadn't had a bunch of work punting the ball tonight.
They have not. You are correct. And they're not going to punt here either. Fourth and a yard. Here's a quick pass to the right side. It's incomplete. Little swing pass out to Quinn Haynes on the right side, and it falls incomplete. The Yeoman will turn it over on downs. So at this point, Cameron, 2 for 3 on fourth down conversions on the night. And one of the Yeoman a little slow to get up here.
And, you know, Rob, that's really the first blemish offensively
Yeah.
You know, other that the Yeoman have other than the missed field goal in the first drive.
Yeah, they have really hit on all cylinders on both sides of the football tonight, I think. And up big here, of course, in the fourth quarter, 52-7. Our Bob Steakhouse postgame show coming up after the final whistle. And we'll recap some numbers, talk to Coach Rick Rhodes, who should be in a good mood. And we'll also select our Bob Steakhouse play of the game at that time. And if you can name that play of the game tomorrow morning on our Saturday morning Central Texas High School football scoreboard, you'll win a gift certificate at Bob's Steakhouse. So, again, a long time out here as one of the yeomen being tended to right here.
You know, Rob, you talked a minute ago about both quarterbacks being able to run the ball, a little bit different styles, but being able to run the ball and get the job done. But one thing that's impressed me tonight is at the first sign of contact, every one of the ball carriers tonight, whether it's a receiver catching a pass, a running back running the ball, or the quarterback's running, have guarded the ball, have tucked it away, put it away, and not even given the cadets a chance to, you know, force a
It's really been an impressive first outing offensively. Impressive.
Our Subway, our sideline reports tonight brought to you by Subway Texas Burger in Cameron. Eat fresh at Subway. And up on his feet is Basilio Montez III. And he looks to be okay. Might have been cramps as long as they checked him out. As he's going to make his way off the field. It's a turnover on down, so the cadets are going to have it at their own 33-yard line, just inside the 34. With 9:53 to play in the fourth quarter, it's a 52-7 Cameron Yeoman lead here tonight on the road. As Jordan Pruitt, the junior quarterback, takes over here, and he's going to hand it off. Off to the right side, breaking a couple of tackles there. That is Mike Powell, a sophomore running back out of the backfield. A little counterplay out of the bone there. You know, that one, of course, this is just the third possession of the second half for the Cadets. That long scoring drive that they had is what that offense is supposed to do. So the Cadets will have some sort of a building block to go to work on Monday. But for the most part, their offense, they've got a lot of work to do to compete in District 19-3A up here in the Waco area. Second and four now, and it is another give to the fullback who fights for a couple of yards, maybe three, up across the 42. And it's going to set up a third and short for the Conley Cadets, still in their end of the field.
You talk about this cadet team trying to work, but, you know, they're a pretty young team. But I tell you what, young and inexperienced, being in 19-3A is no place to be, being young and inexperienced.
The likes of La Vega and China Spring, Gatesville will be very good in that district as well.
Hey, I got a question, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Is our web photographer down there?
She was. I don't see her now. I think she keeps sitting down. She said something about sweating a whole lot.
Third and short. Here is a handoff, and that's going to be enough for a first down. Ricky Gates with a hard-earned couple of yards as he crosses the first down marker out to the 44-yard line.
Bill, they perspire.
You know, that was a hard hit.
That was a hard hit. They do perspire, yeah. Coach, but I have a feeling Mama Rose used the word sweat.
What are you saying they? What are we talking about?
Females.
Females.
Oh, females perspire.
Yes.
I don't know. It looked like sweat to me.
Well, here's the deal. I got it. You know, last year when we came to Connolly, we forgot her, right?
Yes, I remember.
Well, I got a text from her that just asked me, how was Roadhouse?
First down, and here is Pruitt rolling and dropping back. Right side, he's got a man who goes out of bounds, tries to come back in to catch the pass. It's a moot point as it's incomplete out of bounds down that right sideline. And good coverage down there by Trevion Sims. Sets up a second and 10 from the Conley 44-yard line. What did you tell her?
I haven't responded. I'm kind of busy.
Well, I thought the meal was pretty good.
I did, too. I'll tell her that when we're done.
She said that's why we went there, is because she wasn't with us.
Second and 10. Cadets have it at their own 44-yard line with 7:38 to play here in the fourth quarter. Jordan Pruitt, the cadet quarterback, is going to drop back, wants to throw again from behind. Keith blindside and take for a big sack. Big loss all the way back to the 37.
Report on Inez Rangel, watching him over there with John Merrick, the trainer. It looks like he just had a stinger to the shoulder. He's moving around pretty good. It's about like you would if you had a stinger. I never got one, so I'm just, estimating.
you didn't get a lot of those kicking a ball?
No, not really.
Yellow jacket, maybe.
Third and long after the sack by Denio, call it third and 17. From the cadet 37-yard line, Pruitt out of a one-back set. Now he'll send a man in motion, drop the snap, picks it up, pitches left. And this is not going to be much there as the Omen are going to wrap him up at about the 43-yard line on the carry there by Cameron Terrell. And that ball is picked up, loose and back the other way. Were there any whistles? Are they going to say it was down?
Well, I think there was a flag thrown.
There was a flag thrown. But they never blew a whistle, and it looked like a clean fumble. So,
now we'll see how they sort this out. The run by Terrell, and then the Omen pick it up and race all the way back for the other way.
Unless he had one knee down when he picked it up, it's the only thing I'm figuring. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And there must be an injured player or something.
It was a fumble. It was a holding call against the cadets. Yeoman refuse it and take the ball.
Oh, okay.
It was a fumble, but the Yeoman are going to take the ball. I guess he had a knee down.
All right, so they're going to. It's going to be Yeoman football, and they'll spot it at the Waco Conley 37-yard line.
That's
38.
That's the third fumble
and the fourth turnover of the night for the Yeoman.
Yeah. That's another Stanley Lind Autoplex Yeoman turnover. Yeah. When it comes to sales and service, turn over your worries to Stanley Lind. So back out this time, the Yeoman send Lorenzo Anderson out to run the offense. He takes a high snap, draw play to Denio. Up the middle, now he's going to scoot left. Down inside the 30, down inside the 25, and he bangs his way down to the 20 on a big run for Keaton Denio. That's another Mullaire's Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down.
And 19 yards added to his total tonight in the backup role.
So Yeoman getting a lot of good work for everybody tonight in the season opener. Up big here, 52-7 with 6:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Anderson, the quarterback, sends one man wide left, three go wide to the right side from the Conley 20-yard line. Anderson, high snap, loses it. Ball is loose, and there's a scramble for it. The cadets try to pick it up, and it looks like the Yeoman may have lost that one, as they say Conley's football. And they're going to spot it at the 27-yard line of the cadets.
Yeah, that ball just went over Anderson's head, and about four people exchanged possession of that ball before James Griffin came up with it for the cadets.
Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field and the court. Become a member. You can join. They meet Mondays at 7 in the Yo-High Fieldhouse. 5:51 to go in the game. Yeoman up 52-7. First Yeoman turnover of the night as Conley takes over at their own 27-yard line. Ball spotted just inside the left hash mark.
I can tell you right now that the Cameron coaches are just sitting there watching that clock and saying, let's get this thing over with, because we are playing real sloppy now, the whole thing, and they're wanting to get this ball game over with.
Now here's a long run by Terrell out over the left side. He crosses the 40. Out to the 42. The ball came popping out at the end of that play, but he is whistled down. Wouldn't have mattered anyway. The ball scooted out of bounds along the Cameron sideline.
16 yards there by Terrell to the 43.
Big first down for the Cadets as they have a new man in at quarterback. That's Stephon Hickey. No, it is not. Pardon me. Pruitt still in at quarterback. Here's a drop back. He's going to roll to the right, thinking about throwing. Now he's going to tumble to the ground back at the 38-yard line as Kostrin in on the defensive side of the ball. Back to wrap him up, and that'll be good credit for a sack right there. Spotted back at the 38 of the Cadets.
You know, guys, one thing Cameron's done well tonight is if they go to tackle somebody and they won't go down, the first guy will hold that guy up and let the second guy come in there and try to take that ball out. All three fumbles tonight have been as a result of something like that. So they've got to be working in that in practice.
Second and 16, Pruitt drops back. He's going to be pressured, and Kostrin's going to sack him again. So Jacob Kostrin gets another sack. Some other faces in there. Joshua Smitherman and at linebacker. Ed May is also checked into the ball game for the Yeoman. Bonifacio Banda also in on the defensive side, as is Juan Casillas. Lots of playing time all the way around for the Yeoman. Both sides of the ball. Third and 20 after the back-to-back sacks. And here's a draw play to Terrell, who gets up to the 35 to 36 before he's dropped there, and that's going to set up another fourth down. Under 4 minutes to play in regulation. Cameron on top 52 to 7, and Conley Cadets are going to have to kick it away to the Yeoman once again.
You know, this Conley offensive line is just tired. They're not real quick, and right now the Yeoman are just pinning their ears back and coming at them hard.
Well, Jordan Pruitt tonight trying to pass and run the option has had the ball nine times for minus 22 yards, so you can see that they've been keying in on him.
On the way tonight after football, it's the Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday Night Finals. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a fake as Wilson is going to run to the right side, and he's going to be hit at the 50.
Well, they had 12 men on the field, in case you noticed. This guy down here, the official didn't call it.
It didn't make it off the field. Joshua Smitherman with the stop at the 50, and that's going to be a turnover on downs. Leandre Wilson, the punter, with a fake, and he just about slipped and fell down. Coming out of that punt on the fake, the Yeoman are going to have it at midfield.
Well, I tell you, Smitherman hit him so hard, he dropped the ball on the ground, and it really, from where I was, it looked like a fumble, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. It was fourth down.
So the Yeoman will take over at midfield with 3:10 showing on the clock and up 52-7.
Yeah, this is where you want to just keep the ball in your possession and get
run
rid of this
out.
Clock.
Get rid of that clock.
Ty Morgan back out at quarterback as he directs traffic and sends three receivers to the right side, one man to the left. Play clock is down to 5, and the Yeoman are going to have to burn a timeout here.
Well, we're missing a player, I think.
Yeah, with 2 seconds showing on the play clock, Cameron takes a timeout. Let's take one with them. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in regulation. It's Cameron 52, Connolly 7. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Not all mechanics are alike, especially when it comes to service and price. So the next time your vehicle needs a doctor, take it to C&W Auto in Cameron. You'll be back on the road in no time. Good, honest, dependable work at reasonable rates. That's C&W Auto, 1506 North Travis in Cameron. For pickup service, call 697-4293.
Sunny Food Mart is your money-saving, time-saving, one-stop and headquarters for convenience. You can pay your utility bills, fill up your ride, get your money orders, and even get fish and bait for your next trip to the lake. Sunny Food Mart on North Travis and Cameron is all about saving. More than just gas, groceries, and cold drinks, Sunny Food Mart in Cameron. Save time and money so you have it for more important stuff. Sunny Food Mart, 902 North Travis, Highway 77 in Cameron.
And we are back as the Yeoman take over at midfield. With 3:10 in regulation left, here is a give to Keaton Denio. He's going to break it out to the right side and not get much. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd and 10 now.
You know, guys, the Cameron players look pretty good, but these Conley players are having some real problems cramping. They've been making a lot of substitution for cramps.
2nd and 10 for the Yeoman from the 50-yard line, 52-7. Yeoman on top here comfortably, led 42-0 at halftime. Ty Morgan running the quarterback, and he'll keep it this time and fight his way down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line, where it will be 3rd down.
He had no intention of pitching that ball either on the option. He came this way about 4 steps and then just turned and went up in there. Denial was open to the outside, but he was just going to eat up clock.
And that clock is approaching the 2-minute mark. One more first down might do it here.
Anderson comes in for Ty Morgan at quarterback.
So Lorenzo Anderson, that's some movement on the left side this time, and now a flag will be thrown.
Well, you got some of those defensive linemen, Edgar Luna there, I think Jairo Campa, Deontay Holt, all in there on the offensive line now.
And they're going to mark this one off against the Yeoman, spotted back, all right, just inside the 50.
First Yeoman penalty of the second half, 5 yards.
That's another issue that we hadn't talked about tonight, Coach, is the penalties. Yeoman have played pretty well.
Well, they had 4 10-yarders in the first half, but they overcame them with all that offense.
Here's Anderson with a throw downfield as he tried to hit Zach Brashear down about the 25-yard line. The pass is incomplete, stops the clock, and is going to set up a 4th down.
That ball just got away from Anderson. I mean, it just came out of his hand weird and was just a duck coming out of there.
Looks like we might get our first punt of the night right here. Maybe?
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Need to work on our special teams.
And here it is. Jack Rhodes will come back on the field to punt.
I'll tell you, this guy is an all-state punter.
Back deep to receive it is Mike Powell.
And he's not deep enough.
He's standing just inside the 20. And Jack boots it away. It's a high end-over-end kick that's going to bounce and take a Yeoman roll down to the 16-yard line. So that's where the Cadets will take over with 1:19 on the clock. Yeoman lead it 52-7. A 5-touchdown passing night for Jack Rhodes. First half, Yeoman dominated and have just kind of cruised here in the second half, up 52-7.
Damon Kelly had 116 yards rushing on 7 carries in the while he was in the ball game.
So here is Pruitt and the Cadets from their own 15-yard line. And it's a give once again to the tailback, and he's going to get maybe a yard out to the 16. That is Cameron Terrell on the carry for Waco Conley. Yeoman at home next week as they host the La Vega Pirates. What we would assume would be a better game than this one.
I can guarantee it. I will guarantee that.
Well, you know, the Yeoman have so many weapons again this year. It may not be the only time you'll see a 50 spot on the scoreboard.
Here is Pruitt with a handoff to the fullback. Up the middle banging is Ricky Gates. Crosses out across the 20-yard line.
Could be the last play.
Could be the last play of the ball game.
Should be.
as the Cameron Yeoman will open the 2010 campaign with a 52-7 win on the road tonight here at Mac People Stadium in Waco, as the Cadets will not snap the ball one more time, and that will be our final. It's the Cameron Yeoman over the Waco Conley Cadets tonight by a final of 52-7. Our Bob Steakhouse postgame report is on the way next.
Thank you.
Fiery footlong subs are now available at Subway. So hot they'll burn the wimp right out of you. For a limited time, try the new turkey jalapeno melt. Tender turkey, bubbly Monterey cheddar, spicy jalapenos, and chipotle southwest sauce. It will ignite your taste buds. Or try the buffalo chicken sandwich, back on the menu for good. Loaded with grilled chicken, tossed in a bold sauce, and topped with creamy ranch. Try one of the fiery subs today at either Subway Texas Burger location, Cameron or Rockdale.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by
Sefco Convenience Stores, Cameron Nursing Center, by the Yo Shop, Little River Materials, Smile at the World Orthodontics, by Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, Milam Auto, your CarQuest store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Sunny Food Mart, CMMC Full Service Home Repair, Capolino, Dodd and Krebs LLP, Subway and Texas Burger, by C&W Auto Repair, Citizens National Bank, Cox's Heating and Air, Anderle Lumber Company, by Don's Paint and Body, Stanley Lind Autoplex, Melanie Sheffield, your Edwards Jones representative, by Ebco Development, Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, and by Standards of Care Home Health Care.
Now stay tuned for the Bob Steakhouse postgame show.
And to Mac People Stadium in Waco, Rob Reed, Joe Smitherman, Coach Ed Colley, Buffalo Bill Whitmire on the field. We'll get a visit with Coach Rick Rhodes in just a moment here on our Bob Steakhouse post-game report. Also coming up, look at our play of the game, good for a Bob Steakhouse gift certificate tomorrow morning. And we'll also take a look at some numbers here from tonight's big 52-7 win for the Cameron Yeoman tonight. Coach, you want to? You got your numbers ready to go quickly?
Not quite.
All
almost.
Right.
Well, both teams right now are on the field in a student-led prayer. Well, I think that's just classy. Of course,
it is.
Quarterback Jack Rhodes leading that prayer out there. Both teams on a knee with their headgear off, and you like to see that. That's a student-led prayer, so we're not violating any kind of UIL rules.
Or any other rules.
Any other rules.
Yeah, like that.
Looking, wow, the Yeoman really came out here on all four cylinders, and or six cylinders, and or maybe even eight tonight.
I think that was eight. Yeah. I think that was
and,
the big boy.
Yeah, that was quite a performance by the Yeoman for an opening week.
All right, a 52-7 win, and once again, Bill Whitmire will get a visit with Coach Rick Rhodes coming up here on our Bob Steakhouse postgame report from Waco tonight in just a moment. Yeoman jump out big, and we'll take a look at some highlights coming up here in just a few minutes as well, as the Yo Band will serenade the Yeoman with their 52-7 win. Always good when you can open the season on the road with a big win like this. Of course, the last few years, Cameron and Conley has been a shootout. And the only one with a gun tonight was the Yeoman, I think.
That's right. I think you're right. Exactly right. What was it, 38-28 last year?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Rick Rhodes joining Bill Whitmire. Let's go downstairs. Bill?
Hi, Rob. I'm here with Coach Rhodes after this impressive win by the Yeoman. Coach, this morning on your show, you talked about improvement was what you were looking for in the pre-district season. I know when you win 52-7, it looks like everything's improved. But what areas did you see that were significant improvements from your scrimmages, and what areas do you still need to work on?
Well, you know, it's hard to say without looking at the video, but the things that I was impressed with, you know, just from being at the game and seeing the game, I thought our defense played extremely well. I was really proud of the way that our kids ran to the football and you know, just swarmed the ball. And I was that's something, you know, as long as we can do that, we got a chance to be a pretty good, decent football team. I was really proud. I told our kids I really thought special teams would be the difference, you know, in the first couple of ball games, and I definitely think you know, Coach Sapp did a great job preparing our kids for the special teams, and I think we won the special teams battle. Offensively, you know, we're a few plays were just that far off. You know, where we score if we just hit them a little closer and things, but you know, that'll come. And you know, overall, I'm very, very pleased. Very, very pleased.
Any it looks like you're injury free tonight for the most part.
We are, you know, Jesse Westbrook got hurt in our scrimmage against Caldwell. He didn't play tonight. And then Basilio Montez hurt his shoulder a little bit. Hopefully we can get both those guys back next week. We'll certainly need them.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you next week at home. All right. And, Rob, that's it down here with Coach Rhodes. He's a pretty excited man right now.
Right.
About as excited as Coach Rhodes gets.
All right, Bill, thanks. Again, a big win tonight, 52-7 the final. Got some highlights to come, also the play of the game, and we'll look at some first-half numbers after this from Bob's Steakhouse.
You said you wanted more choices for lunch, and Bob's Steakhouse in Cameron was listening. Starting Monday, August 30th, Bob's will be open for lunch Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 1:30. Sandwiches and burgers like the Smoked Turkey Club, pulled barbecue pork, the Yo Burger, and more, plus other great favorites like homestyle chicken fried steak, grilled breast of chicken, and fried catfish, just to name a few. Now let's do lunch at Bob's. Bob's Steakhouse, the end of Industrial Boulevard, just off Highway 77 in Cameron.
All right, we are back in Waco on the Bob's Steakhouse post-game show. And Joe pointed out to me that maybe we want to look at the second half numbers as well. How about the whole game stats,
yeah, let's
Coach?
Let's just add them together.
All right. I'll try to do that. For the Cameron, let's see. First downs, the Cameron Yeoman had 12. The Cadets had 8. Looks like it was a closer ball game if you just look at first downs. Total yardage, the Cameron Yeoman 374 yards, Cadets 147. Rushing, the Cameron Yeoman 234, the Cadets 120. Passing, the Cameron Yeoman 140. 27 for the Cadets. The Cadets were only 2 of 10, while the Cameron Yeoman were 12 of 19, no interceptions, and 5 touchdown passes. One of the Cadets' passes in the first half picked off for a touchdown. The penalties, the Cameron Yeoman penalized 5 times for 45 yards. The Cadets were penalized 3 times for 15, but the fumbles, the Cadets lost 2 of those along with that interception, and the Cameron Yeoman had no turnovers. The leading rusher for the Cameron Yeoman was Damon Kelly, 7 carries for 116 yards. Keaton Denial came in the second half, carried 8 times for 65 yards. But the main gun was the receiving of the two guys. Thomas Wren had 5 receptions, 61 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Detrick Westbrook had 7 catches, 66 yards, and 2 more touchdowns.
Yeah, quite a night for quite a few folks offensively for the Yeoman tonight. Let's kind of look at how this game unfolded. It all started when the coin toss was won by the Yeoman, and they almost elected to kick, but then they elected to defer.
First game jitters.
And so the Connolly Cadets took the first possession and were unable to convert after one first down and was forced to punt. The Yeoman, after a 53-yard punt return by Trey Anderson, would set up for a 39-yard field goal, but Jack Rhodes' attempt sailed wide left with plenty of leg, and we were still scoreless, believe it or not,
with just under 8 minutes to play in the first quarter. And the Cadets would take over after the missed field goal. And a couple of plays, or five plays later, a forced fumble by Jairo Campa after a sack. And that led to an Edgar Luna recovery at the 18-yard line. And the Yeomen were inside the EBCO red zone just like that. Two plays later, a 10-yard touchdown pass from Rhodes to Westbrook, one of two connections between that pair for the night. And the extra point was good. The Yeomen were up 7-0.
Play it.
Well, maybe we don't.
Sideline to sideline are the Yeomen as Rhodes stands alone in the backfield. He'll take the snap. Quick pass right side. It's caught up the sideline down to the five.
Westbrook.
Touchdown.
3-yard line, but one of several three and outs to come for the Connolly Cadets here. This one would put the Yeomen in good field position. A drive that started at their own 40-yard line. It took the Yeomen 10 plays to march the distance, and another Rhodes to Westbrook connection for touchdown number two.
Got it again right here. This time he's going to throw right. Westbrook's got it at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Yeomen.
All right, that was touchdown number two from Rhodes to Westbrook, and it was 14-0. The Cadets would take over after the kickoff at their own 43-yard line, but Westbrook, who had the two previous touchdowns by receptions, picked one off from Pruitt, the Cadet quarterback at the Yo 40. He raced 60 yards down the sideline for the touchdown, and the Yeomen were quickly up 21-0. Another three and out for the Cadets, and the Yeomen would take over in one of their five consecutive offensive touchdown drives at their the Cadet 49-yard line. It took the Yeomen seven plays to go the distance. This time it was capped by a 37-yard TD catch from Rhodes to Thomas Wren, and the Yeomen were up 28-0 midway through the second quarter. Another three and out by the Cadets as the Yo defense really surged forward tonight in the first half, and the Yeomen would take over after a punt at their at the Cadet 40-yard line. A 16-yard Westbrook catch, a 17-yard Kelly run, and then a Rhodes to Wren touchdown pass for score number five.
Trip receivers right, one man wide to the left. Rhodes drops back, throws to the end zone, caught for a touchdown. That is Wren for his second.
Sap alone to the near side, the short side.
And the Yeomen would go up 35-0 on that 4-yard connection from Rhodes to Wren. Another three and out by the Cadet offense as, again, the Yo defense holds, and the Yeomen would be set up for their sixth touchdown of the night. This was a one-play 63-yard run by tailback Damian Kelly. He took it to the house, 63 yards, and the Yeomen were up 42-0. What's so funny? Then we go to halftime as time runs out on the Cadet final possession of the half. The Yeomen would get the ball because they did not elect to kick. They elected to defer.
Right.
So they would get the ball in the second half. And they made it count. It took them six plays to go 35 yards after a 49-yard Kelly kickoff return. This was capped by an 8-yard TD pass from Rhodes to Justin Sapp, and the Yeomen were up 49-0. Almost done with the scoring now.
Sapp alone to the near side, the short side of the field, as Rhodes will take the snap, looking Sapp's way. Quick slant pattern, caught, touchdown Yeoman.
Just like that.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It was.
At 49-0.
Boy.
Now, if that had been the go-ahead touchdown, it might have sounded a little bit different. The Yeomen were up 49-0, and finally the Cadets put together something. This was an 11-play drive, actually, that went 63 yards against the first-team defense
right
for the Yeomen.
and it was capped by a 13-yard TD run by Ricky Gates, and the Cadets were on the board 49-7. The Yeomen would turn the ball over for the first time tonight in their next possession, and the Cadets would take over at their own 27-yard line, but would turn the ball over on downs, and then the Yeomen were forced to punt for their first time of the night. Somewhere in there, we got a field goal. I don't know where it was.
So it was a 30-yarder.
Yeah, it was.
That put them up 52-7,
and that capped the scoring on the night, 52-7. And there you have it.
All right,
a long drawn out recap of the scoring tonight.
All right, let's take a timeout here and talk about Bob's Steakhouse. We'll be back with our play of the game selection and our standards of care MVP on the way after this word from Bob's.
Lunchtime decisions just got a whole lot easier. Good news. Bob's Steakhouse in Cameron, opening with an all-new lunch menu beginning Monday, August 30th. Fresh salad, sandwiches, and yes, of course, chicken fried steak. And their world-famous fillets, ribeyes, and New York strips available too. Now let's do lunch at Bob's. Starting Monday from 10:30 to 1:30, Monday through Friday. To-go orders will be welcome too at Bob's Steakhouse. Just off Highway 77 North in Cameron at the end of Industrial Boulevard.
As we wrap things up here on the Bob's Steakhouse post-game report, our Bob's Steakhouse play of the game. Coach?
It meant Westbrook's interception for 60 yards and a touchdown.
That gets my vote.
All right.
That's the play of the game. Listen tomorrow morning in our football scoreboard. Be the correct caller and win a $25 certificate to Bob's Steakhouse in Cameron. Tonight's standards of care, most valuable player. Well, we had a little debate here. I think we're going to go with both sides of the ball, right?
That's right. We're going to go with the Yo defense as the player of the game on defense, and Jack Rhodes, 5 TD passes in the ball game for the offense.
Both well-deserving, of course. Standards of care, the only name you need to remember in home health care. Standards of care, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Want to say thanks to our sports team tonight, Dallas Reed back in the big chair at the studios. Brett Eberhardt with our behind-the-scenes updates throughout the night. Buffalo Bill down on the Subway sideline reports. Mama Rose Mundrick snapping the camera for our web coverage of the Yeoman tonight. And also want to thank Denise Tao, Sherry Smitherman, all of our sponsors that made the broadcast a possibility. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way up until midnight here on the ranch. Brett Eberhardt and Dallas Reed will have those scores from Central Texas teams in action on the gridiron on the Stanley Lind Autoplex. Friday night finals. Join us tomorrow morning. High school football scoreboard. That starts at 7:45. And remember that play of the game. It could be good for free steak at Bob's. This concludes our coverage of Fighting Cameron Yeoman football. For Ed, Bill, Joe, I'm Rob. Again, our final tonight, 52-7. Yeoman win it. This has been another exclusive sports presentation. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Go ahead, man. Good night.
This has been the Bob's Steakhouse postgame show, live from the stadium. Cameron Yeoman Football is another KMIL sports presentation. Stay tuned next for the Stanley Lind Autoplex Friday Night Finals.